Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kells, Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was B, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit. Like the blunt clip and recognize a pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete. Don't sleep, bang the skins in the week. On the street, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really get some hits, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning. I roll up all black and Impala, I ain't so high. In the club, I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again,
wanna back in my ride again.
I don't want no girlfriend. See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. Ooh. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on, girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel. Pop more smoke, girl, in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my cell. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Baby, we in the second month, but we fucking rolling right along. Black History Month, 28 days this month, 28 days this month. Hey, but the show don't fucking stop. The show don't motherfucking stop. Steph Dallas with GQ Palace Radio, with the man that made it happen, Rich, big Rich Money made it happen for the kid, and we here, baby. We going strong, baby. We going to be a year in a minute. Won't be long. Won't be long before this fucking year crew appointment. I mean, I have a whole year here. You know what I'm saying? Monday once again, I'm sitting down sipping on a little, I'm drinking a little cognac this week, no margaritas this week, I'm drinking some cognac with a little little coke chaser behind it, but a little cognac tonight. We're going to make it do what it do, baby. The show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Come and get your shit fried, dial leg to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, do it to it. Also sponsored by Habana Cigars. Come and get you a fat head. And, you know, it's a bring-your-own-bag type of cigar lounge, but the kid got the liquor license, and we're going to be a full-service bar in a minute. Y'all. You know, come down and really get a little support with your kid. Also, I'd like to thank all my callers and all my listeners for calling in every week. My internet booze, all people that call and, you know, listen on the internet every week, week in, week out, they're on the internet listening to the show, or they call into the, or they call into the radio show, listening on the radio show. And to my real-life people that press the number one when they call in and want to join in the conversation, and not scared, call in 646-200-3838, and press one if you want to join the conversation. If not, sit back and just listen to the show. Also, to the people that's out there that's on my Facebook page or hitting me up, that's hitting me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Don't inbox me and tell me y'all scared to get on the show or y'all can't relate to the shit that we talk about. Stop being some punk-ass mofos and join the conversation. Join the fuck in. I got a lot of callers on the air right now. I got like maybe 20, 30 people that's listening right now, and they're all scared to press one. Don't be fucking scared. Press fucking one. Press fucking one and join in on the conversation. Join in on the conversation, y'all. Join in. Well, let's get it cracking. Hold on, let me take a little sip of this little cognac right here. You know what I'm saying? Beverage of choice tonight. Tonight's topics will be, before I say the topics though, this show is a very explicit show. No minors involved. No minors will get let in. If you have a minor that's on the phone with you, listening with you, kick them off the air, because this is a grown, adult, sexy, ratchet, vulgar, explicit, rated 5X show. It will get hot and heavy. We will say some things that you probably never heard before. If you heard it, you probably don't want to hear it. So if you got a kid, or if you're a kid listening on the show, hang the fuck up. This message has been brought to you by GQ Palace Radio in association with Steph Dallas. Tonight's topics will be, topic number one, it's Valentine's Day, y'all. It's Valentine's Day. A lot of you motherfuckers get cut the fuck off the week of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is Thursday. If you see your boo on Wednesday or Friday, you are not the fucking boo. You are the side piece. You're the mistress. You're the dun-dun-dun bitch. You're everything you're not supposed to be, but number one. Tonight's topic, number one, would be, if you're not into someone the way that they are into you, let me say it one more time. If you are not into someone the same way they're into you, in layman terms, which means if I'm fucking with somebody and they're into me mad hard, but I'm not into them the same fucking way, I'm like, only like them a little bit, or I'm just smashing or whatever, and that person that's into you real hard gives you a Valentine's Day gift, is it okay to accept, or do you tell them you don't want it? Let me say it one more time. If you're not into someone the same way they are into you, is it okay to accept a Valentine's gift from them? Topic number two. Is it considered being whorish, hoish, fastish, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me start from the giddy up. Is it considered being whorish, hoish, fast? if you met someone online or someone hooked you up with a mutual friend, say you're out of town. Say you live out of town. I live here. You live in Maryland, some fucking where. We got hooked up through a mutual friend. Or we met the internet. You know, Facebook, Twitter, any social site there is. We've been talking via the emails, via Facebook, via phone calls, via texting. We've been talking residually for the last few months. We finally meet up. We finally meet. Now, mind you, we met this the first time meeting. We fucks the same day. We smashed the same fucking day. Is that considered being whorish or hoish? I need my calls to call in. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back to these topics, and we're going to answer these fucking questions. Answer these questions. Topic number one, one more time. If you're not into someone the same way they are into you, is it okay to accept a Valentine's Day gift from them, or do you give it back? Topic two, is it considered being a whore, whorish, hoish, or fast if you met someone online or someone hooked you up through a mutual friend and you've only been talking via online, phone, text, whatever, and you smash the first time you meet? Is that okay? I was going to take a little break, but we have a caller. We have Tiffany from BK. Tiffany from BK, are you there, baby?
Yes, I am. Hey.
What's up, sweet cheeks? How you doing, big baby?
I'm good.
Okay, baby. Well, that's great.
Oh, Lord, I got an answer for both of those.
What was that, baby?
I got an answer for both of those.
You got an answer for both of those, baby?
Yes. Number one, the first question, I'm in that situation right now. There is a guy I'm not feeling him. He is in love with me. And he did, in fact, buy me a gift for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
He showed it to my mother and all this whole thing, so I already know what it is. And I'm going to take it. I'm not even going to hold
it.
You up. Of course I am.
Why you going to take it, baby?
I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for anything for Valentine's Day because I really don't do Valentine's Day. But since you want to give a gift, I'm going to accept it.
So you don't have a problem with that, though?
No. It's not like I asked anything because I'm not really into Valentine's Day. But since you want to give me a gift, I will accept it, though.
So you're telling me you only accept it because you know what the damn gift is. Now, good gift. No, nope, you say you know what it is, so you're going to take it. Now, what if it was some garbage-ass fucking gift?
I'm not really rude like that. If a person does something,
you don't have to be rude to say, you know what?
I would hope that they did it from the bottom of their heart. Even if I didn't like it, I would take it. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm not into when it comes to gift-giving, don't get it fucked up. Anything else, I might put you on blast. But when it comes to gift-giving, a lot of people, they do give from the heart. So
right.
Even if it was something that I probably wouldn't like, I would take it anyway. Mm-hmm. And part two, that happened to me about 4 years ago. A mutual friend that we all know but shall remain nameless hooked me up with somebody, and we talked over the phone for a bit or whatever. We met up, we smashed, but it wasn't nothing because I did it because I was just horny and I just need to do it. Get that shit out of my system. I don't think it was horish because he was in it for what he was in it for and I was in it for what I was in it for. You know what I'm saying? It was just a quick
How long did y'all speak on the phone or whatever y'all did, a hookup or give me a play-by-play. Let me hear it. Let me hear how it all panned out.
I was on three-way with two of my friends.
We ain't going to say their names. I probably know who the fuck they are. Go ahead.
You know exactly who they are anyway. And he was on the phone, and, you know, we got to chit-chat and back and forth or whatever during this conversation. And he asked for my number. I gave it to him. We spoke briefly for maybe about 2.5 weeks. And
right.
I was in Manhattan one day, and him and one of the girlfriends came and picked me up because I was hanging out in the city or whatever. And, you know, we hung out, had, you know, drinks or whatever like that. Then we dropped her off and we went and did whatever. And then that was just it. Like, it wasn't, oh, call me. It wasn't none of that. Because
right.
That's not how I was feeling. I didn't even care if he never called me ever again.
Well, why is that? You wasn't feeling like that, or it wasn't what you practiced?
No, it wasn't even that. I was just at a point right there where all I wanted to do was fuck, and that was the end.
So you didn't give a fuck if it was a call back or not?
Nope.
Wow. Did you get the call back, or you didn't give a fuck?
Yeah, I did. I did get a call back.
Okay, so that means you did the damn thing then.
Yeah, we, you know, we communicated briefly after that, and then, you know, it was just like, okay, bye, and that was just it. I didn't feel no way about it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like a whore, I didn't feel like anything. I wanted to get a nut, and that's what it was.
And she felt the same way as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you laid it on him, or you laid it on you?
We probably put it on each other. I ain't even gonna lie, it was great.
Okay. So why you ain't call back, babe? You should have digged back. Yo, the shit was good.
Because
you know
I wasn't into that. You know what I'm saying? At that point, I wasn't even trying to.
Oh yeah, you weren't looking for no
relationship.
Like you just wanted some cock, and that was it.
Yeah, that was just it. I was like, okay, this is good, and that was just it. I didn't feel no type of way after that or nothing.
Mm.
And I hope he didn't, because I know I didn't.
Well, that's a good look, yo. There need to be more women out here in this world like this today, because a lot of women are stuck up and they feel like you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're into me, I'm into you, and we both have that mutual respect for one another and for ourselves. And if it happens, it fucking happens. So fucking what?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm bred from a different breed, because sometimes I just want to fuck and that is it. Okay, I'll call you when I can. You ain't gotta call me tomorrow. None of that. I'll call you when I can.
Yeah, I'm the same fucking way. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If I get the call back, I get the call back. If I don't, I don't. Oh fuck it. Well, I did what I had to do. I satisfied myself. And I hope I satisfied your ass as well. And if you call back, you do. If you don't, you don't. So fucking what? Life goes on.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited to see what everybody else has to say.
They ain't gonna keep it real.
Press
they ain't
one,
gonna keep
fuckers.
It real, bunch of scary ass mofos. They're not gonna keep it fucking real. Unlike ourselves, we keep it 100 all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I mean, if you're ashamed of what you do, then don't do it.
That's 100%. If you're scared of the repercussions or what's going to happen afterwards, how you were looked upon, then you shouldn't be doing anything any fucking way.
Exactly.
Sit your happy ass down.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, anything you do come to light, no matter how many years or whatever like that. But it's going to surface, so if you're ashamed, don't do it.
Okay. Hold on. We have two new callers. We have two callers on the air. Hold on. We have Strawberry, and we have Beverly on the line. Strawberry and Beverly, you're on the line. With your host, Steph Dallas.
What's up, Steph?
How you doing, ladies?
I'm okay. And yourself?
I'm hanging in here. Who am I speaking with right now?
You're speaking with Strawberry right now.
This is Strawberry.
Who's driving? Somebody is driving.
I drive with the radio on tilt.
You said what?
Okay, somebody was driving with the damn radio on or something. Okay, the static is gone.
The windshield wipers.
Okay, damn, those some big ass windshield wipers, girl.
That was me dragging my feet to my building.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
Beverly.
Me.
Beverly, name. This voice sounds real familiar.
That's one of my friends I was talking about.
Huh?
That was one of my friends I was talking about.
I can hear the voice.
What happened? What I missed?
I was just talking about
you.
Girl.
You don't even want to know what happened, Beverly.
Well, I'm trying to catch up on what I missed, too.
Okay, who's this, Strawberry?
I was just...
How are you doing, Strawberry?
Telling...
Where are you calling from tonight, Strawberry?
Long Island. You know this, Steph.
I know this, Steph.
Yeah.
Wow. I know this, Steph. I don't know no damn strawberries.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Mm.
You have to wait.
Oh, shit. Let me fucking.
You just told me to call in.
Okay, baby. How you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm all right.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, let's get back to the top
topics
to the topic.
At hand. And
the
what's the topic at hand?
The topic at hand is, if you're not into someone the same way they are into you, is it okay to accept a Valentine's gift from them?
You could, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do.
Right.
You're just going to give them false hopes, and they'll be wanting more, and then what do you do then?
But if they already know from the gate that, you know, it's nothing more than, and they still go out on the limb.
Well, then that's
I'll,
on them. Then I'm going to take it, and I'm going to thank you. You have a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah,
so basically
exactly
what you're saying is, if it's established ahead of time, it is nothing more than what it is right now, and
then
he still goes out and buy you a gift, it's okay
yeah.
to take it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your thought on that, Beverly?
What, am I thought on accepting gifts from people that I don't like?
No,
yeah.
Not that you don't like, that they are into you more than you're into them. You might like each other. Y'all might fuck every now and then. But you might feel like, oh, I ain't got to buy this thing no damn gift. You just fuck him. But he buys you a gift. Is it okay to accept that gift?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yep.
But there's some nice
no
shoes
hesitation.
Or a bag or something.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
take it. Because them, if I'm going to buy you a gift, I'm definitely going to hand around that I'm buying you a gift to make sure that you buy me one too. But if you don't hear me say it, but don't buy me no damn gift.
Okay, so what if you
True,
get to
I
the house
am the gift.
And you hand him the gift, but he don't hand you shit back? You going to take your gift back?
My way? I'm not handing nobody nothing unless they give me time first.
So you going to wait till they give it to you first?
I got sons. I'll give it to my sons.
You must got some big-ass sons.
Yes, I do. Yep, I do. Big like them niggas. Yep.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Before we go to topic number two, we have another call. We have Polly's Pocket on here. Polly's Pocket, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, loud ass?
I never.
What's up, Polly's Pocket? How you doing tonight, baby?
I'm good. How are you, y'all? How's everybody doing? Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Polly.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi. I'm fine.
All right. Enough with the motherfucking family reunion. Enough of that. All right.
She don't even know who's your cousin, though.
She ain't got. She's like, hey, everybody. And then she getting all fucking happy and shit. Enough with the family reunion
oh,
and shit, all right?
Talk
to the fucking host. Sit down and talk to the host.
Sit down and talk to the host.
All right. Topic number two.
Huh?
My girl Tiffany answered this one already, so we're going to go to Strawberry. We're going to go to you, Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry.
Bring it to me.
Is it considered being a whore, whorish, fast, quick, if you met someone online or you got hooked up by a mutual person and you've been speaking to them via email, text, phone for a month or two? You know what I'm saying? You can't get to each other, but when you finally get to each other, you smash. Is
not
that considered being whorish?
Not at all. I'm in that predicament right now.
You are, baby?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, speak on it.
So
you met him already? You smashed for the first time or no?
No, we've met before, but I was in a relationship, so I never approached him. And then once I got out of the relationship, we started speaking via, like, Facebook and text and stuff, and we're supposed to get up this weekend, and, you know, if I'm feeling him, what's wrong with sexing him?
Okay, so you'll give him that goody-good this weekend if you like what you see?
Of course.
Oh, see, that's what
that's
the fuck I'm talking
right.
about.
I thought on him right.
Shoot. You said put him on him right? Who said that?
Strawberry.
I said high five through the phone. Don't deprive yourself, honey.
Hey, shoot, I gotta get mine.
Is that Tiffany
right.
BK?
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany BK, you said that shit, Tiff?
Yes, I did.
All right, that's the fuck I'm talking about. Hold on, y'all, we have a male call on here. We have another male caller.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cliff. Cliff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Cliff. How you doing, man?
What's up, Big Cliff? How you doing tonight, player?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Just checking your show for the first time. I'm kind of digging what I'm in, man.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Brother.
That's what it is, baby.
Yeah.
That's what
some
the fuck
real
it is.
Grown people stuff going on here.
This is a grown adult sexy show. We talk about it all. We don't pull no punches. We let the fucking guns go.
Yeah,
all right, all right.
What is this, like the Valentine's Day edition? What is this?
Hey, this ain't no damn Valentine's Day edition, damn it.
Well, why are we talking about Valentine's Day? That holiday is non-existent.
Why? Because it's non-existent for you, baby. Why is it non-existent for you?
I don't remember celebrating Valentine's Day unless my man's birthday is February 15th, 14th. What are we saying?
Why? So you mean if you in a committed relationship, you ain't buying your man shit on Valentine's Day?
No.
Why not?
Is that what you
said? He gets shit all year round.
He gets shit all year round. If I got a man, I'm catering to him when I find out it's seven all year round. Anyway, he's getting catered to anyway. So
I
don't even get mad over Valentine's Day is a female holiday, and just because I'm a girl don't mean I gotta like Valentine's Day.
Listen, I wanted somebody else to say it first. Valentine's Day is bullshit. When I was young, it was something. Well, you was in high school and teeny bop and Valentine's Day. You went out and bought your little girls some fucking chocolate from
I was in a lot of
time
boyfriend
time. And you got older, you're like, man, this is bullshit. You've been buying this shit all fucking year long.
I wasn't allowed to have boyfriends in junior high.
Shut up, Beverly.
I was on lockdown.
Listen, nobody was allowed to have boyfriends or girlfriends in junior high.
I couldn't even bring home Valentine's Day gifts. You crazy? My mother be like, "How you? What?"
Even if you guys are still in a relationship, you said, don't you think? Do you think it'll be like romantic for him to bring home like a Valentine's Day gift for you, like, just make it
really
romantic.
Yeah, I would think that is sweet and everything, but I wouldn't make a big deal out of it if you didn't give me nothing.
Yeah, so for the woman's perspective, it's like, do you feel like it's for a man to remember and you do something sweet? It's not necessarily for us to do something sweet because we always do something.
I think it's just something extra to put a dude under pressure about to show how much they love you.
No, the way I look at it is, a nigga always go out and buy a fucking gift, and a woman always makes some big ass meal for him for Valentine's Day. That shit is not even.
That shit is what?
What are you talking about? It's not even. You just saying that because you know how to cook. But for a nigga that be cooking oodles and noodles with hot dogs, and he thinks you're making him a fucking dish, or that bullshit yellow rice and dry steak, everybody think they can finesse for a chick? No.
Oh,
somebody
shit.
Somebody always
so
want
to
make some fucking yellow rice and some fucking pepper steak.
You gotta give them that A for effort for trying, because you got the men that won't even pour a pot of water on the stove.
No, what I'm saying is he's saying that it's uneven. Do you know if a woman knows how to cook, they put in a lot of effort for a big, nice meal.
You damn right.
Yes,
they
are.
You damn right.
I should get that good fucking meal every fucking night.
I mean, it's some dudes who do get that meal every single night. And it's some men who don't, I've noticed a lot of men seem to not know how to show their appreciation. So for me,
you're right. You are so right about that.
For me, Valentine's Day, for every holiday that does come up, there may be a female holiday. That's reason for a nigga to set their fucking cookies up and show their appreciation at least. Because niggas be thinking, there's niggas who get big square meals every single day of the week. They get fucking lunch for work. They don't get their shit back for lunch and everything.
Right?
And they say,
when they come home from work
and
everything,
don't know how to appreciate this shit. So, motherfucking right, nigga, you better be buying something for your girl on Valentine's Day. You better be kissing some ass. You better be ready to have your kids.
I don't like that word.
You need to be earlier, and I don't like it.
Valentine's Day is dedicated to female. It ain't about y'all niggas. We ain't buying y'all shit for what?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, it goes both ways. I'm not going to buy you no fucking gift. And all I get is a fucking text out of you. Huh?
It goes both ways every day, not just Valentine's.
All right, that's what I'm saying. So why I got to buy you a gift on Valentine's Day? You don't give me nothing.
You could just get down on your knees and eat it right, lick it from the back.
If I already know what that D is like and all that other shit, you ain't doing me no favors on Valentine's Day.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said if I know all that's like and we get it in anyway, for you to try to do some shit, we're not going at it. We're talking to the new host.
Yeah.
It's
not going at it.
Who are we staying apart? We stand apart.
I want some booty hole for my
Valentine's
Day.
Just
give me some booty hole.
I'm done with
some
you.
Extra.
Oh, my God.
No, you're so damn nasty. I swear.
Yo, Steph. Whatever.
He
makes me sick.
What's up, Cliff, Steph?
He makes me fucking sick.
First off, what kind of dude these young ladies messing with? I mean, your average dude is self-sufficient. I'm self-sufficient. I love women. You understand what I'm saying?
Somebody got to turn that down in the background.
I'm
clean. In the background.
You understand what I'm saying? So, shit, Valentine's Day, I mean, I don't really give a shit about Valentine's Day either, but I'm saying I don't see how the girls just think it's all about dead day. Shit.
That's what I'm saying. All of you getting a gift and I get a thank you.
I'm just saying, because if you have a real woman and your woman is there, she's always cooking you big meals and your clothes, your watch, and she's naturally the woman of the household doing what a woman is supposed to do, just buying her something for Valentine's.
Okay,
How about two people that's a real nigga and a real woman?
So why not? You know what?
It's too much emphasis being put on it because y'all thinking y'all got to go all out for Valentine's Day.
We're not saying all out, but like she's saying, if the woman is doing for you all year long,
can somebody else talk besides you?
Jesus Christ. What happens if the man is doing for you all year long as well?
Then he'll get something.
You said what?
Huh?
You said what? You said, Beverly?
I said then he'll get something. What the hell? I ain't stingy.
I'm not saying that. But you said if the woman's doing for you all year long, but if the man's doing the same thing as well, do we both exchange gifts now, or how does that work?
Y'all cannot call even Steven whenever the hell y'all want to. And certain things y'all want a female to stay in their lane and play their position. That's my position, to receive gifts on Valentine's Day if I celebrate it. That's all.
Bang the gavel, Beverly, because it's over.
Bang the gavel.
Yeah, because
she made her point, and that was
the
fuck it. Bang the gavel.
Okay, like, after Valentine's Day, the next week comes, and you want to be acting like I'm supposed to do this, that, and third, and no, you got to do this, that, and third, and you forgot last week? Did you forget last week? No, sorry, that's why I don't celebrate the shit. It's a farce.
Well, I'm going to get a gift because I'm going to lay this pipe down all year long. You're going to make it obvious you're going to buy me something.
I don't give a damn. I done got pipe laid on me all year round. You ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit. My shit is just as good as your penis. Fuck out of here.
I know. That's right. Power the pussy. Yeah.
That's Strawberry, right. Hush your mouth, Strawberry, hush your mouth.
Says amen. And the congregation says amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Okay,
preach.
So Polly.
Yes.
You didn't answer topic number two.
What's topic number two?
If you met somebody for the first time, after you spoke to them on the phone for a couple of months, Facebook a couple of months, right? Via text for a couple of months, and you finally got to meet them, and you smashed on the first date, is that considered whorish, fast, or whatever?
If you meet somebody on the first, like, or you're talking to somebody over the internet.
Yeah, if you met somebody on the internet, or
yes.
Say you have a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
They hooked y'all two up, but you live over there, he lives over there. Y'all can't get to each other. So all y'all can do is talk on the phone.
I've had that situation happen, and I don't find it to be horrible to suck, but I was completely
and utterly. That's what I'm asking. I want you to get your input on it.
I don't think it's horrible at all. Y'all should have been talking and kicking it over the internet. Y'all been doing it for a while. When y'all
lay
up and y'all feel
like
you're attracted to each other, and it's not a problem.
Somebody turn that TV down in the back around and close the door.
Yeah. They got to turn something down. I can't hear.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, whoever that was. Okay, go ahead now, Polly.
I said, I don't think it's horrible. If y'all been chopping it up and kicking it for a minute, talking via you know, Facebook or text or whatever, then, you know, when y'all see each other, it's just, I don't think, if y'all still sexually attracted, then all systems are a go. I don't think it's foreign. Y'all been putting in some sort of time and talking to each other. So, no, I don't think it's foreign.
You built up some kind of chemistry and vice versa.
But if y'all not sexually attracted, see, if you're not sexually attracted to the motherfucker, just fucking fucking, of course, that's foreign.
Okay, so that's like saying if you met me on the phone or whatever and you fell in love with me over the phone, like my voice, my swag, my talk, and da 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 da. So all systems are go if you give me some of that pussy up with this good ass on you, right?
Just because I fell in love with your voice, it's like I
no, I'm not, to be right, but you fell in love with me before you met me, so that's even more reason.
That's bad. That's hard for me to answer because I don't think I can fall in love with anybody without seeing them physically.
Like, no, but you can have a real strong physical attraction with somebody.
I can love the spirit and all of that. Like, all of that can be great and everything, but if I see you in person and I'm just not attracted to what I see in person, I don't think any woman can.
Okay,
I understand
shallow.
What you're saying.
That's
you have
shallow.
To have some kind of physical attraction, but at the end of the day, a physical attraction ain't gonna last forever. So if I was to fall in love with somebody, just physically, just being them, and when I meet them, they're not who I thought they would be. They don't look like, you know, something that I would stop and holler at. Then that doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay, hold on. We have two more callers on the air. We have Dog Bone and we have Real Talk. Dog Bone and Real Talk.
Dog Bone and Real
fucking
Talk.
I heard y'all say something about Real Talk. Real Talk better not come for me. Real Talk better not come for me. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying right now.
Hey, ladies, it's Valentine's Day.
Real Talk. You know what this conversation needs? Need big homie.
Hell no.
Man, why I gotta come to you? It's Valentine's Day. I'm keeping you know.
Real
bullshit remarks y'all was saying about a man. I think everything is good.
We didn't put none of y'all down. I just stand here and saying that you're not getting shit.
That was fucked up.
Y'all not getting shit. Just like y'all feel like y'all ain't got to buy a bitch a meal when you take out on a date or some dumb shit.
No, I'm not giving you nothing.
I'm not giving you nothing.
I'm grimy niggas that
want to
take you to McDonald's.
I might rub your feet, but that's something that you probably get anyway. I might rub your feet extra for the extra 10, 15 minutes.
All right, so ladies, don't get mad if we go out. And I'm taking you out, and you wait 90 days, don't give me no pussy, and then I'll fuck your friend.
Oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
You're not going to be fucking with me for 90 days.
Exactly.
And then go
why put that 90-day bullshit out there? Why?
You need 90 days.
Why the fuck you got to wait 90 days, but I got to spend my money to get all the time trying to court you and shit?
90 days?
Is that like 3 months? Huh? That's a lot of you bitches be hollering about. A lot of brothers be hollering that shit.
Hollering about
what,
90 days?
Exactly.
Well, y'all, you excluded, Beverly. I know you. You're the fucking monster. You're a monster. You're excluded.
Well, I know I ain't making no
90
days. I'm sorry.
Who the fuck
I
call for that bullshit?
Yo, I'm gonna put myself in.
Just you saying 90 days upset my damn nerves.
What happens if you wait 90 days and you sleep with him and the dick ain't even good? Nor can he work
his
mouth.
This is what I'm saying. You waiting and you anticipating.
Figure it out.
We ain't got no say in this now.
Oh, that's Dog Bone. Will you say Dog Bone?
Yeah, we ain't got no say in this now. The women just took over. We ain't got no damn say.
Y'all gonna get mad because the man gonna speak his goddamn mind? What about some goddamn nerve? I better get a fucking gift on Valentine's Day. It's gonna be goddamn
fun. Sit your ass down. Sit down.
I don't want no flowers, flowers die, that's it.
Well, shoot, you want a strawberry for Valentine's Day?
Strawberry, you don't motherfucking strawberries.
Frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, every 2 fucking weeks, they make me fly miles in the world.
Lovely, I'm done. Frequent flyer miles.
You said sleep with flying mouths. No. That broad had a voodoo doll with some sick tits.
No, that bitch had that nigga's drawers buried in her backyard, dude. And always gotta get to a house. I mean, rush you try to get to the house. That's what I heard the drawers and the buried in the backyard mean.
Bobby, goddamn,
what
was
the
real
topic?
Fox shit?
Oh,
the topic
shit,
was good until these damn hyenas changed the subject as always.
We are, you don't want to change it. You want to talk some voodoo and all that other dumb shit.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
You trying to convince us to buy a nigga something for Valentine's? It ain't happening.
Yeah, it's only right, you know. This is 2017.
Let me tell you something.
Once upon a time, until I learned my lesson, I was a very generous person.
Okay,
you was going to get it.
I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but before you finish, remember, the key word, once upon a time.
All right, nigga, shut up. So I was very generous, right? So I think after a while, I felt like, maybe, like I said, I always tell you stuff, like, it got to have something to do with your peers and the people around you that be in your head to make you think that what you're doing is wrong. And then one day, I bought a motherfucker something, and he ain't say thank you like I was supposed to buy that nigga something. And that shit turned me all the way off, right?
I want a refrigerator.
I ain't going to
say thank you.
That nigga ain't say thank you.
Oh, damn, dog bone, you killing me. God damn, what the fuck you doing, homes?
Baggage from the past.
That's
damn
that
good.
That's dog bone. You said to be fucking bitch for 3 hours straight. You said 3 hours straight or 4 hours straight?
Three and a half, four. I'm seeing her tonight, actually, as we speak.
That's that tongue ring he got.
My condolences, Tom.
You know? Wow,
y'all want to listen? Y'all want to listen and everything?
No.
Step it on the air?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about, huh?
No, where are you from? Why is that the woman? Where do you get that accent from?
Say what?
You have an accent. Where are you from?
Jersey.
It might be the tongue ring got him talking like that.
He got a tongue ring. That's why he sound like that. He got a tongue ring.
I ain't got shit in my mouth right now. I'm at work.
Oh,
you used to talk like that.
Who was that?
That was you, Strawberry?
No, that wasn't me. Strawberry has a tongue ring, and I love my tongue ring. Thank you.
Oh.
It's different for a woman. That's a grown-ass
maybe
man right there.
Say whatever you want.
I like tongue rings.
Maybe y'all can lock fucking tongue rings or something. Get the fucking tongue stuck together or something.
Oh, my God. Rich, I thought it was Valentine's Day. Be nice.
You fuck around and lock tongue rings, man. You might fuck around and start some sparks or some shit, man. Nigga tongue it on fire or some shit.
So, Steph, what are you getting your Valentine's?
What? I'm working for Valentine's Day. I ain't getting nobody's shit.
Word.
Really?
I'm working overtime and through the night. I'm starting Wednesday around 11:50, and I don't get off till Friday around 6 in the morning. So I'm missing Valentine's Day all
the
time.
So you can still have a Valentine over the weekend?
What happened?
You can still have a Valentine's
on the weekend.
I can have a Valentine's Day on the weekend.
Yeah, you can Valentine's.
Man, Valentine's beat up past. What holidays after that? President's Day? What do we get up on President's Day?
Some presidents, some big pieces.
Some dead presidents.
That's
that
right.
Too.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Y'all are the worst. I can't.
Steph, you know we are the comeback queens. You cannot tell us shit. We got to answer everything. We got to answer everything.
You bitches always talking back, man. Y'all just listen, man. That's y'all problem right there. Y'all talk back too fucking much.
No, I listen, but when you start saying dumb shit, I have to interject. You just ain't going to feed me. You're not going to feed me with bullshit.
How am I feeding with? Why I just can't work from Wednesday to Friday, man?
Nigga,
I'm out in the field, man.
Oh,
why you not in the office?
Awesome.
I'm out in the field. What the hell?
Who are you, Federale? You working double?
I got a part-time job with FedEx UPS. I'm delivering everybody else's gifts for fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
So it's busy on those days. It's Christmas and Valentine's Day, busy, busiest time of the year for UPS and USPS and FedEx and shit.
I'm
so fucking
well, I hope everybody gets what they wanted for Valentine's Day, since they probably ain't get what they wanted for Christmas.
I don't want no Valentine on Valentine's
Day. Oh, cut that shit out. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I don't need
a Valentine.
One.
I buy myself nice things every day.
Mm-hmm. And how about if, you know, your Valentine pop up like it's twisting his arm to be your Valentine? I ain't want that shit.
Yeah, no. I got a couple pre-Valentine's Day gifts. That was cool.
What you got?
I got a bottle of the Rebel Rihanna perfume, and I got this really cute heart necklace.
I heard the Rebel smells really nice.
It really
bought me some gray flannel.
That smells great.
You ever had smell gray flannel?
Yeah, gray flannel. Oh, that's my favorite cologne on a man.
I put that shit on, I smell like grass.
Wait, who says that, Steph?
Yes.
Mm.
I wear Obsession.
I love that too.
Beau Chiron.
Okay.
I can't tell you all my good smells. Y'all might get happy and shit.
You throwing that out there like you know the kids.
Huh? I'm just letting y'all know what I wear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, gray flannel is my favorite.
Get a
man,
fucking
though.
Gift. That's what you're saying. Get him a fucking gift.
Fuck? Ain't nobody his Valentine on here. He good. He working.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck it. Get him a friend gift. Fuck it. Man, here's a friend gift. What the fuck? Why
gotta
be Valentine's
Day? If we are handing out friends gifts, then shit, I'm waiting for all of my gifts. I'm waiting for all of them.
You know what? If it ain't Valentine's, you should give a nigga a gift every motherfucking day, because we always doing some shit for y'all.
That's what we said. You wasn't listening. Aren't you the one letting people in on the queue? Weren't you listening? We just said that.
Who
you said y'all do something every day.
Nobody on a motherfucking queue. I'm sitting here eating my fucking food, smart ass.
We said that if you are the type of man that is appreciated and you do stuff for us every day, of course we're going to want to do something sweet for you. But if you want them niggas that just come around and show up on the holidays, talking about some hair, you ain't getting shit. Thank you.
I'm the nigga that hide for the holidays. I don't come around on holidays.
You quit somebody right before the holidays.
Huh?
You get nada.
He quits people before the holidays.
What's wrong with
did you say quit?
Yeah, quit.
Quit.
I quit you. You never got that?
I be quitting people instead.
Don't quit.
And
nobody,
those are my exact words. I quit you. Huh?
I tell him dismissed. Goodbye. Your presence is no longer needed.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
No, it's not, because I bent over backwards and beyond.
Like backwards, like what was it backwards?
Like, you hungry 3 o'clock in the morning, all right, I'm going to go cook you something. You want to fuck, we're going to fuck. When you want to fuck, how you want to fuck, with who you
want
to fuck.
That's all I want to do at 3 o'clock in the morning. I want them to eat.
I'm going to curse you out. And once I curse you out, you're going to know you a done deal. So that's the shit. I got a mouth like a razor blade.
I'm just gonna curse me out, and that's gonna be it. I can't get no get back.
No, first of all,
you're just concerned about your president. Get the fuck out of here.
My mouth is like a fucking razor blade. You'd rather for me to stab you than to curse you out, okay?
Yeah.
So
if you know, like I know, you ain't gonna want that get back, because you're gonna get it back in pieces.
Exactly.
You ask me for that get back, I'm gonna break that shit up and give it back to you.
Exactly.
Oh my God!
Damn.
Nobody
gets it now.
That's
so fucked up.
Fucking love you,
so ladies, do you do anything special in the bedroom for Valentine's Day?
Should I do it all year round?
What's special in the bedroom? It's done all year round.
Nothing special on Valentine's Day. I just get that regular shit.
Like what? Y'all niggas don't even like lingerie. Something needs sick.
What lingerie?
I know that's a damn sure. I'm put. I'm
put up this good old pole in my bedroom.
I got a bunch of lingerie. Ain't nobody like that shit. They ain't looking
exactly.
At
I don't even own a fucking.
No, I don't have.
Lingerie.
I don't own
lingerie.
I own stripper shit.
So
no, there was a place. There was a place in Grand Central called Pink Slip, and I used to go in there and rack up every time. They had the flyest shit in there, and now I got them all here. I wish I could give them to somebody, but shit, can't give away lingerie.
Yeah, give them to somebody. I'm
never getting into
that
shit. Not
like
that. They don't make lingerie for me.
Why don't make lingerie? You got them big ass melons. This shit be hanging all out the motherfucker. You put them shits on, huh?
Shut up.
Either
it's way too big or way too small. The top just don't work for me. Sorry.
So either why the fuck is you laughing so hard, Beverly?
She got some big titties. What the fuck?
They're not that big. I've seen her in person a few times. They ain't that big unless she hides them real well.
She hasn't seen me lately, Beverly.
I just seen you over the summer at one of the little functions.
No, you had
the summer.
You should have seen me a couple of weeks ago.
How the fuck did it get from big from the summer to now? You fucking old. You old. You ain't growing no more.
No.
Look at my
phone
never
picture.
Tell them when they old. We don't get old. We get wiser.
I don't mean old like in age. I'm just saying you're at that age where you're not growing no more. Damn,
look at my profile picture. Look at my profile picture.
That's not true, Steph. Women are still growing busted ass, no matter what age.
Exactly.
Y'all get a certain age, y'all start losing ass and titties, man.
Not me.
You're losing, you're gaining right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I wish that were true.
I gotta get another quick pick at y'all again when we hang out. Wear something. Wear like a size medium shirt when we hang out again, too.
I can't. Where
are y'all talking
about?
I need a plastic bag.
A medium
is like a
blunt.
You do, Tiffany?
Strawberry.
Hell no.
Oh, Strawberry, you wear medium?
Yes.
I've seen your profile pictures, so you don't wear no fucking medium. That shit too small
if
for you,
If I
too.
Put on a medium shirt, that's like a fucking blood pressure cuff on me.
If Tiffany puts on a fucking a medium, that shit's like a tank top.
That shit is like a fucking bolero. Coffee office.
Where's Polly at?
I'm right here.
Huh?
I'm right here.
Polly
got some
drugs,
too.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Polly? Polly's a parrot.
Polly got some drugs, too.
That's me
with my titty envy.
I'm doing on Valentine's Day. I'm going stripping on Valentine's Day.
You said you're going to strip on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I ordered some custom shit from Hot Cocoa, and I'm stripping on Valentine's Day.
For your boo-boo or in the club? What club you going to be in?
No, for my nigga. Like, I didn't do anything special for, this will be, our first Valentine's Day together. So because he plays his position, and I play mine, I figured he wanted to see me dance. He know I used to dance. So I said, all right, I'll do it on Valentine's Day. That'd
damn,
I'll have
to come to the club.
Give my
roll of quarters to come see you.
Girl, you get down with your get down then, girl.
Go ahead with your bad self. Don't fall off the fucking couch.
Dig
in that pocket and throw some money at you.
He said he would want to because this ain't happening for free, honey.
I know that's right.
What you mean they happen? That's why can't happen? They ain't happening for free.
Oh shit!
I go hard for this man naturally. Me putting on this outfit and doing my hair up and make he wants the whole shit. He wants the whole illusion.
You're
he wants
supposed
everything.
To do
I'm
that
on
shit.
The pole.
Yeah, he got
paid
for the
pole.
Illusion.
Listen, I didn't order the pole or all that shit. Like he wants that whole effect. So if he wants the whole effect, I want the whole effect. Get some one.
You ordered that damn pole.
We coming as a bouncer and a waitress.
we're gonna bum rush that little fucking show over there.
We going to Polly's house on Valentine's Day.
Right?
I got my brand new security jacket. and a brand new flashlight.
I'm just so disturbed that you even have one. I don't know. You don't even work for security. I don't even want to know what's going on.
She ordered the pole for her man. That's some bullshit. You ordered that pole for your
Yes, I did.
Do not want to
be up there. You're going to be up there after Valentine's Day when
listen,
he ain't swinging around.
I'm not saying this
will
be the only time I do it for him. I'm just saying this will be the first time I've done it for him. I'm not saying it's the only time. It's just going to be the first time.
That's right. So you're going to
be after
you finish, you're going to take the pole down, right?
Valentine's Day again. Yes, I got this whole little thing planned out. Like we said, we ain't seen
it. You seen that video where that girl went swinging around that motherfucking pole and fell and
shit,
right?
Mine just set it into the ground in the motherfucking ceiling.
So you got a homemade, custom-made pole, huh?
Yeah, I got it. I did my part. But I'm telling y'all, I didn't just say it was for Valentine's Day. I said it'll be the first time, and it'll be his Valentine's Day gift. Anything after that is just the natural shit that's gonna go down in the bedroom.
No, it could be for you. What is you talking about? That's good exercise.
I'll be goddamn.
I wanna go to a pole dancing class. It's fun. You should. It's so much fun. Like it's really
fun. You see all those green poles on the corner of the street? Start from that shit right there.
Shut the fuck up.
Swing your ass around that shit.
You're a jackass.
Hold this shit.
Exactly. Fucking weirdo. Shut up.
Who the fuck was that? Who's that? I will get in on your ass. The man won't even come see you on fucking Valentine's Day. You be so fucking hurt. Who the fuck was that?
What was the second question? That computer love shit?
Yes. What would y'all want to talk about? Y'all can answer the question. Y'all can answer a little question. We can get it popping.
Oh, I know what I want to motherfucking. I want to ask. Lord.
Who's this? That's you, Polly?
Yeah, that's me.
What you want to ask, baby?
Didn't somebody else want to answer the first question? I don't want to cut nobody off.
Everybody answered already.
I want to ask. So. You know how if you meet a man and like you're talking about, you fall in love with the personality, right? And you met him online and you loving the personality and everything else like that. And then y'all see each other and it's just like, okay, you still loving the personality. What if, ladies, when it comes down to the get down, he's small. What do you do then?
If it ain't, what happens?
You love the personality and you love his spirit.
Then you have to talk to him about having an open relationship. Seriously,
I would go in the bathroom and I would close the door and I would cry. I would cry and then I would call somebody and be like, "Girl, you would never believe."
No, the baby's going to call for me to come get my pizza.
No, talk to him. Listen, honestly, you can sit down and talk to him about having an open relationship, about you having a girlfriend or something if he ain't cool with someone. I don't know, but
yeah,
I got to
figure
that
out. What do you do? Like,
you already in love with him now. You just going to cancel him?
No, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably wean him off or do some dumb shit to make him not like me no more.
What if your pussy is just big?
You keep looking at that shit and see it's little. It's little, goddamn. My eyes ain't fucking little. Big. What the hell? I can see this shit. My eyes ain't big like enough for me to see your fucking shit and be like, man, my eyes are too big. I'm seeing things. Your shit is little. It's little.
This man is like the dream man. Like, he does exactly what he needs to do, and then he talks how he's supposed to talk, and he handles you how he's supposed to handle you. And then when it comes down to y'all finally getting that good old good love, that good, this man
It depends on where I'm at as far as relationships I'm concerned. Do I really want one? Do I really need one? Is this necessary?
Can we all agree that sex is a big factor in a relationship?
I'm going to speak to you seriously.
No, if you're really serious about it, do he eat you out in any way?
Do he what?
Do he eat you out?
I mean, how much eating out can we possibly do if your dick is small?
Okay,
like,
but listen, this is what I mean. So you know what I mean? It's like, you can really fuck that man up. I'll be truthful with you. If you tell him some shit like that, well, you know, I want to be with you such and such, but the dick is too little.
I wouldn't say that.
His pride. You understand?
I wouldn't say
you
that shit.
Fuck up his pride. You understand? You gonna do like y'all females normally. Fantasize about something different. Make it feel like it's there. I don't know if y'all females can actually do that shit, but if you're
not
into this guy and the fact that he can't pipe it down like that, let him eat your ass or something. I don't know, but that's some shit, man. That's some shit, man. That could really fuck up a man.
Are you saying that other than the actual penetration? No.
That could really fuck him up.
All right, but are you saying besides the actual penetration, like, that basically we should find, if you really care about it, we should find everything and anything under the sun
to try to find, if you really want to be with the guy, I say just try to find something. You know, I mean, sex plays a big part in a relationship. You understand?
Man,
you don't always
got to
get bumped out every time.
I always, that's another question I wanted to know. Like, do niggas with small dicks know that they have small dicks?
I think so. That's why some of them might be real good.
No, they don't. I don't fuck with us.
That's why they be down there eating cookies for hours on end first. They do that shit first for a long, long, long time. Fucking suck your ovaries out, and then next thing you know, you don't realize.
Okay, so ladies, what happens if you fall in love with this nigga and you meet him and his dick is too big? He hurting your ass.
Never.
Yes. I did run across one person like that. Which was,
I'm
going to
take one for the team. Sorry. I'm going to take one for the team.
I held out as long as I could. We fucked around for a couple months, but then I had to let him go because I just couldn't do it.
I'll find one of my homegirls and we'll just tag team that dick because I'm not letting that go.
His shit was hanging down to his knee.
Saying no like that.
That's fucking Polly.
She said
no. You're not gonna let that go, honey.
Okay, so ladies, how do you deal with the nigga with an extremely large dick? Do you let him get on top of you and ram you, or do you got to take control of that shit? You just can't figure it out.
You're not going to kill me at all. We're going to have to work on our positions, honey, because you can't just break me in half.
So a nigga with a big dick, ladies, you rather ride him than him fucking plowing you?
I know how to meditate. I will have an out of body experience. I'm coming up out this body.
Bring it, yo.
The pain is not real. The pain is not real.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm gonna be in my happy place, like yes. All right.
See, a surefire way for me to know that it's on point is if I throw my glasses across the room. Oh, yes.
You said throw your glasses.
Yes. If I don't throw them, that means you ain't shit.
I know that's right. I say if I ain't walking funny the next day, I ain't get fucked right last night.
Yes. 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 Yeah, I fucking love it. I can't.
You know what?
I think this is the women's show tonight.
I know that's
Like, how do you feel about a girl?
You know what? Y'all hogging a goddamn microphone. That's what y'all do.
I got a question. Look, I got a question. I don't never have questions. I got a question.
Yes.
So, no, what I'm saying is, like, if you hear that, if you a guy and you quote-unquote believe you got a big dick or whatever, you know, I'm saying, like, if a girl can't handle it, like, do you get an attitude behind that shit? Like, what do you do? Because I've heard a dude be aggy behind some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, with me, all my lessons are learned through y'all niggas. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, all right.
You heard what now?
I heard one time I was having, you know, a discussion with dudes or whatever, and a dude was saying how he was tight because his girl couldn't handle the D.
And
I'm saying, like, he just was so aggy because that's his girl. So I guess he was more or less saying to himself, I fucking made this bitch my girl. She can't take my thing. So he's fucking with whoever he's fucking with that can, whatever the case may be, but she can't. So he was a little aggravated. Hey. I'm wondering if that's something that, like, aggravates y'all. Like,
so, ladies, when you first, when a nigga first pull it out, y'all be like, oh, shit. Y'all don't have, like, that.
Depending on it.
Huh?
Depending on it.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Because I had
somebody. What do you mean? I don't understand. Say the question again. Say it again. I didn't understand the question.
So when you first, when you first see this nigga dick, or you first grab it, you be like, oh shit, what the fuck?
I gasp, like literally, like a white woman. Oh my god.
Yeah, hold on, y'all. Hold on, we have a new caller. We have another caller in there. Hold on, we have one more caller. We have Big Homie in there. Big Homie, you there?
Hello, Big Homie. Oh shit.
Big Homie.
He ain't there. He ain't there. Come on. Let's get you.
Big Homie, where you at, Big Homie?
He ain't
there. He ain't there, then, I guess.
No, big talk.
Here we go.
In the building.
Here we go.
Oh, God. It's over.
What's up? What's up, Big Homie?
I think they scared of you, Homie. I think they scared of you.
What they talking about? All these chicks talking about they can home do this, man, do that. Bitch, be hopping the fence when I come through.
I can't
see it. This nigga got Tourette's for real. Like, just fucking.
I don't got Tourette's. I back my shit up. I take a chicken greasy, grab a fucking napkin.
Oh my god.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I can't with
that. I can't.
Now, what they was talking about. Yeah, if I get a shorty in the room and she start running for the penis, guess what? I'm chasing the bitch. You can't run now, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Lock the door.
Hey, y'all, listen, women always talk about they can take that dick, but they always be fucking...
running,
shivering and sliding back in the fucking bed.
No, yo, dog. They act like a nigga can't climb a headboard to come get him.
Right. That's when we grab you bitches by your thighs and drag you back down to the middle of the fucking bed.
Yeah. And guess what?
Exactly.
We should have never been in that position to run in the first place.
I have your left leg over my right shoulder.
You'll be running too. Shut the hell up.
First of all, y'all don't even understand the dynamics of that whole thing. If you pay attention, it's not usually that we running up behind the bed. Y'all be fucking ramming it. Y'all be pushing us up to the fucking headboard.
Listen,
and then you're
going
to slide us over. My head cannot fit between the mattress and the headboard. You have to move that down.
Well, listen, shut the hell up.
Grease your head so it slides in between it real easy. That's all.
Oh, no. What you going to tell my mama when the fire department come?
Listen to what I'm saying, shorty. If your shit is any good, which I doubt, but if your shit is any good...
You know who the fuck you talking
if your
to?
Shit,
you got to watch your mouth. Watch
listen,
your mouth.
If your
big
shit is
homie,
any good...
You
shut
up.
If your shit is any good... You gonna bring out the silverback gorilla.
Oh,
when the silverback gorilla comes out.
Every nigga think they are silverback.
And one more teeny number are you on?
Do niggas think that they shit is good? Like, I'll be really wanting to understand. Like, is the story true?
Hey, you know who that is, Big Homie? Listen to the voice, Big Homie. You know who that is, Big Homie?
No, I don't know who the fuck that is. Who that?
That's Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket.
Polly, yes, me, motherfucker.
Hold up. Which Polly is that? The $11?
Yes.
Yes, motherfucker. It's me.
What up, girl?
What's up, nigga?
And all I'm saying is, you know, everybody talking. Everybody talking, but they don't walk it. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, but this is what I'm saying. Do we listen to y'all niggas when y'all start talking that shit about, oh, you know what I'm saying, Annie, you like this, how your leg like this, put your back like this, and then do y'all really be like, do niggas with small dicks know that they have small dicks, or are y'all delusional?
You have to ask them niggas. I wouldn't know.
I don't know nothing about that, but I got a motherfucking reference right fucking here.
Look, we don't need all that. We don't need all that. We just need for you to stay on the line and make some sense.
I don't do sense. I don't do that. I don't know if it's a target, baby. What do you mean a target? I look like a toy guy.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
Malik.
Yo,
bring me the big ball at Johnny Walker Red over there, kid.
Yes.
Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that fucking Lady Eloise? Yes.
You know who the fuck it is. You know who the fuck it is. Don't play with me.
That's your Weezy?
Yeah,
Weezy. Beverly.
Lola, Weezy, whoever.
You old big drink of water, tall pussy, you.
Here we go.
Hey, big homie. Hey, big homie.
What up, ladies? Who in the building?
Strawberry.
Y'all was running your mouth. I heard y'all, and I was in the fucking waiting room. You boys just cackling like a motherfucker.
Have any of the ladies on this line ever staked it with a nigga to get out of it? Like,
oh, no, I'll get up and leave. I can't take it. I'm out.
Get up and leave what? I didn't hear the question.
Yo, I faked the nut before. I faked the nut. Like, the pussy was good.
Was
I feel like I came. The pussy was trash.
Oh, Steph's horror story.
So I wanted to know, has any woman, because I think it's because of women faking it that niggas with small dicks really believe they got big dicks. So
I'm not doing that.
Faked it to get out of this situation.
Okay, listen.
But
how about this though, Polly?
So
Polly. How about do bitches know if they got a wide pussy?
Is there such thing?
Yes, there's such thing.
But if it doesn't fit in my hand, like, if it's not, if I can't grip your dick in my hand, that has nothing to do with my pussy.
Say it again.
Listen, I was
in
one
pussy. Yeah, because I don't understand, like,
hanging the fuck out. Hanging,
well, you know
literally
what she...
hanging the fuck out.
Is this the hot dog down the hallway story again?
Yes. I'm ruined by this bitch.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he said her coochie was so wide, it was like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
And the bitch gave me a long way to go to get it. This gave me a long way to go.
She gave you the 90 days. See, this
is
what I mean.
I'm like, no wonder the bitch been waiting 90 days. She's trying to make that bitch tighten back up or something. I don't fucking know. But
nah,
shit,
it ain't tighten up after
90
days. She needs vaginal plastic or
something. I'm not trying to wait 90 minutes for none of y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, big homie, I was in my prime and I was fucking mad bitches, so I really wasn't waiting 90 days. I was still smashing. It was just some other shit, you know what I mean? But the shit was T-rash.
Yeah, I tell you what. T-rash. All the 90-day bitches are trying to get surgery or something because they always turn out to be trash.
Listen, man. I already told him. You may wait 90 days, I'm fucking your friend.
That's that me he got in his hand.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, oh, well. Mm-hmm. So how about this, ladies? Is this? Let me ask you this question. Is it wrong, say you're talking to a guy, right, and vice versa, y'all didn't fuck yet. Y'all went out once or twice. Y'all might have kissed. Y'all didn't fuck, right?
Nitty, listen.
Then he meets your friend, and he fucks your friend. Is he wrong?
It happened.
I've done that.
Huh?
It has happened.
I don't think it's wrong.
How?
Because you seen the friend, and now the friend grabs your interest, and your friend probably tossed it up quick. So, you wound up fucking her. So that means, first of all, you wasn't really feeling friend A like that anyway. You were just trying to get some pussy. That's how you wound up fucking her.
He might have been feeling your friend, you know what I'm saying? What if he just really feeling your friend now and able to kick it out?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I've talked to a dude and then saw his friend and was like, whoa.
Rewind.
You hid this nigga until I'm fucking feeling you. Where he come from?
So, okay, so did you fuck with his man?
Nah.
Why not?
Pussy, you fucking punk ass nigga.
Right, Nitty, I am a punk ass. And your 9 questions is up. So don't you ask me no damn more.
Don't try to fucking use my shit up.
You asked me 9 times already. That's it.
I did not ask you the 9th time, nigga. You on the hook. Shut up.
He gonna save it. He makes it sick.
No question. But listen to what I'm saying, though. What's the point of rolling with a motherfucker and then you see another motherfucker that you like better, but you stick with the other motherfucker? Who does that?
When you're younger, when you're young, that shit happens.
No, I'm talking about today. I'm talking about today, nigga.
Oh, no.
I'm trading
people
your
slander. People slander too much to, oh, nigga, I done seen it happen. I done seen it happen. It's not a good look. However, it's happened, and people do condone it, believe it or not. People
I will trade your ass.
But if you didn't fuck yet, that's what I'm asking. If you didn't fuck yet, is it terms for dismissal? Should we look at
I don't know, because what if the girl, really liked him? What if girlfriend, homegirl A really liked him and wasn't aware that
he
was pressed
like
that?
It only goes on your life. What about my life? What if I like your friend more?
Exactly.
So why we didn't? No, but wait a minute. So why we
didn't
just discuss this
first.
Before
I seen
happened?
You first.
I
right.
met you first, found out you was a bird, and I seen her, and she was a motherfucking short shot body rock.
This nigga always takes me back to fucking
1976. I'm just saying, what if I went to the dealership for the fucking 300, when I got there, I seen the 460, I bought the 460. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There we go with this car.
All right, so what's the problem?
We ask you, is he wrong?
No, he's not.
If we know he ain't beat yet, no. It's happened a lot.
So
I'm still stuck on that part about why I ain't beat yet.
You just didn't. And that's why you started fucking with the other friend.
Me not beat is like fucking impossible.
We're not talking about you per se. You trying to say that you never saw a bitch and been around the bitch for more than an hour and didn't beat?
More than an hour? Yeah, you said 1 or 2 days. That don't happen.
Really?
Really?
Who said really? Who said really?
That was
Weezy.
Weezy. That was Weezy, big ass. March.
Where's Strawberry at? She's still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
She's kind of quiet, baby.
Yo, that girl Sky on the line?
No.
Sky, no. You have Strawberry. You have Weezy, a.k.a. Beverly. You have Polly. You have Tiffany from BK. And then you got Cliff. Cliff, you still there? Cliff, we probably lost Cliff. We got Dog Bone if he's still there.
Yep.
Dog
Bone. Oh, Dog Bone that kept the tongue ring? Yeah, that nigga still moving.
Yeah, he's still here.
I thought we fired that tongue ring nigga.
Nah, the girls like it because he said he could fuck for 3 hours straight. So old girls keep on the edge.
Ain't nothing in life. I don't know what you talking about. Shit.
You said 3 hours straight?
That's what he said. All the girls have said ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, with that tongue ring and that blue pill. You know, any nigga with a tongue ring need that blue pill.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
No. No.
I like breaking up shit in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Tiffy, that might be you knocking your shit over them fucking melons, walking around knocking off pots and pans and shit.
Shut
the motherfuckers
up.
With them 44 double dicks.
Not a double D, smart ass.
Not at
double
all. She's like an H. What
you say? You don't have a double D no more? You're an H now?
I'm a G.
You're a what?
G.
A G? Oh,
G as in goddamn.
G as in like gorilla?
Yeah. Like good gugga mugga.
Shut up, Beverly.
Oh, sorry. You know, that's titty envy because I got my double B's going on.
You got double B's, B's, double B's. They didn't make a double B.
Down the block, huh?
What happened?
They didn't make double B's. Do they make double B's?
Oh, right.
I made it up.
Oh,
I made it up.
Man.
Oh, this shit is funky.
Beverly, before you got on the air earlier, Tiffany threw you under the bus any damn way.
What's she saying?
I told him about 5 years ago, because the second part of the topic was...
All right, can Nitty mute his phone? What's going on?
Nitty's.
Okay.
Hey, big homie.
The second part of the topic was, have you ever met somebody through a...
Mute your phone. Why are you talking?
What the fuck? This is the wife over here. We in the hood, nigga. Kush, nigga. What you mean, nigga?
God, he's stupid. Yes, sir.
okay. The second part of the topic was, have you ever met somebody via internet or through a mutual friend that y'all talked briefly for and then y'all smashed? And I said,
she said, yeah.
I didn't do that shit.
She said, yeah, that bitch Beverly hooked me up with
her. No, I did not.
I did it?
Yes.
Yeah, you did it.
I did what? Met somebody on internet?
No,
not you, me.
You introduced her to someone.
I introduced this to someone on the internet.
No, it wasn't on the internet. 5 years ago, three-way
call. I said, the
you
question was met through the internet or through
Martin Luther King High School, remember?
Martin Luther King High School.
Truck.
Okay, and what did?
Huh?
Who did make big sub?
And what did I do?
When you lived on Putnam.
Right. What did I do? I brought niggas around? What?
You hooked them up with somebody. And you went, you and the dude went and picked her up, and they dropped you off, and they went and smashed.
Yeah.
That was so many dicks ago. I cannot
remember.
Oh, my
dick,
God.
How many dicks was it? How many dicks was it? People want to know.
Damn.
Shut up, Beverly. Why are you using...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
give me a name. Give me a hint.
Huh?
Give me a hint.
M.
How many dicks ago?
You talking about Eminem?
No. Remember,
we
were
putting names out. You about Eminem? Hold on, Eminem, you about Mooney?
No.
Shut up, Mitty.
Mooney is my man, bro.
We took your truck, remember?
Y'all probably took our truck with so many niggas, you don't remember.
That's
entirely too many dicks, yo.
That was a low blow.
Hey,
It is what it is.
What the fuck? I want to know who the fuck it was.
You don't even
I
know
just texted
you,
Beverly.
Well, say his name in pig Latin.
Because I'm
you
like,
remember
who the fuck would I have given my truck to? Yeah,
you
right.
Remember that?
Okay.
You
right.
Damn.
Yeah.
You mean damn?
It's
like a bad thing or something?
No. I'm thinking that's my homie, but I was like, I forgot about that shit.
That was like 5 years ago. Shit.
Mm.
Many dicks ago.
She said many dicks ago. I'm so dumb. No, after that I went to jail. What are you talking about?
Oh, damn.
You're going both ways, huh?
Huh? Damn, you sleeping in both ways?
No. What is wrong with you?
You were the one calling a dick for 5 years.
Ways?
You asked what's wrong with me?
No.
That was five years ago.
Hey, that day, that's my fucking line. You say that a few times, dear Strawberry.
What?
I said lips will say anything.
Nah, I've been saying that for years.
You're only talking because it's free.
Yeah.
I'm so done.
What else? Y'all got no more questions? I mean, y'all got a whole week to come up with this shit.
What else you want to talk about? What else you want to talk about?
You're supposed to have like 20 questions.
20? Can y'all suck my dick on the first date?
Now, baby.
What?
Can y'all suck a dick on the first date?
Wait, somebody answered.
Is a nigga obligated to eating pussy and y'all sucking dick the first time y'all fuck? Is he obligated to eat the pussy the first time y'all fuck and y'all be obligated to suck his dick the first time y'all fuck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Why the fuck not? Come on now. Why are you talking about doing cheap shit during sex? Why do you just want to fucking back off and not do certain things?
I'm asking you.
All right, would you eat a nigga asshole?
Nigga, don't ask me no questions. I won't tell you no lies. Nigga.
So it's all right for a nigga to fuck.
My mama might be listening in.
So it's all right for a nigga to toss a female salad.
But a female won't lick a nigga ass.
Ain't
what the fuck you talking about?
Ain't nobody say
you,
yesterday, nobody say
you,
no.
You would lick a nigga ass?
Yeah.
Why not? You lick their balls,
fucking
you suck on their balls,
ass.
You right there.
And then that little taint, and then the taint
that,
shit.
That's you, Strawberry?
Yeah.
That little taint shit.
Oh, you little freak, ain't you?
That
don't make you
a freak. I'm going to tell you like this. If you lick that
nigga
ass.
Is a nigga supposed to like his asshole lick?
No, it's hard to find a guy that wants you to do it, but I'm
trying. That's what I was going to say. If you lick that nigga ass and he backed it up, leave that motherfucker alone.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
A real nigga don't want no tongue in his asshole, first of all. That shit's not proper, okay? So if you lick that nigga fucking asshole, you fucking...
Well, not
until
you try it, because I know I love my
ass. And he's backing his ass up, believe me, the next thing you might stick your finger up in it, I bet you he's
well,
backing
his
ass.
Why
the hell with that shit?
Yeah, well, shit. All right.
Ain't no real nigga gonna let nobody lick their ass.
I know what
you're
thinking. I know what you're imagining. You're imagining a nigga tooting their butt out. I know that's what you think, right? You're thinking about a dude tooting their butt out because you nasty, Rich.
Because
you nasty.
This is real talk.
Real talk. Whatever, real talk. You, that's what you're thinking of. That's what people think about. You only with your one-track mind.
No, it ain't a one-track mind. Let me explain something to you. A real nigga, if I don't care what the fuck you doing, if you put your tongue near that nigga ass and he starts wiggling and shit like that, it's a motherfucking problem.
But why
are
you
still
giggling? Why
did
you throw in giggling? If a nigga giggles, period, it's a problem.
Yeah.
If a nigga, first of all, a nigga giggling is a problem. So a nigga giggling with a tongue in his
ass.
Real talk.
You like to get your taint licked?
No, I don't play none of that shit, man.
The tape, the little spot between your balls and your ass.
He
like
said y'all play none of that shit.
That shit, when the chick gets too close to the asshole, it becomes a fucking problem. All right? Plain and simple. Real shit becomes a motherfucking problem.
Real talk, you real whack.
I'm a real motherfucking man. That's what the fuck I am. I ain't real whack. Ain't nobody putting their tongue near the asshole or nothing like that. That shit is improper.
How far is it taking somebody putting their tongue near your asshole is taking it too far?
Because
you know everybody always niggas be screaming they want a freak, right? They want a freak, so how far is it taking it too far?
In a sexual situation that should not be done to a nigga. First of all, your ass is made for exit, not enter.
Let me rephrase this. You talking about putting an entire tongue in somebody's asshole? No.
Listen, even if you just grazing your tongue over a nigga asshole ain't proper. Do you know, that's some nasty fucking shit for a female to do. That's some real nasty shit. I wish good hygiene was on there. Because he'll break that fucking shit down to y'all. Good hygiene needs to call a motherfucking cell because I'll back him up 100% on this shit.
Good hygiene get it done to him, too.
I don't know what the hell he get done, but I'm just saying. That looking asshole shit, the hell no.
It was an accident. I got mad.
And then you wonder why your breath smelling like shit all day.
Now,
that's
ignorant. That's ignorant. That's real ignorant.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know when you wash your asshole, you still have an aroma on it? I bet you don't even know that shit, Mike. Wash your asshole, and I bet you, no matter how hard you wash it, that's a shithole. You still have aroma in your fucking asshole. Don't y'all know that?
Your asshole smells like shit after you take a shower?
Yes, that's a scientific fact. It's a scientific, it's a fucking asshole.
So what's your point?
Shit come out of
what's
it.
What's your point?
My point is, regardless of the fact, even if you lick a fucking asshole, You understand? I don't know what you talk. You talk about putting your tongue all in that shit.
I did not say that. I did not say that. That's number one. Number two is you talk about looking at assholes. Fucking cum tastes like fucking ammonia and bleach sometimes. You trying to say that that's nasty? You want to do that shit, right? Niggas, your shit with your balsamic vinegar fucking sperm. Y'all want niggas to swallow that shit. And then y'all turn around. I'm just saying, come on, nigga. Come on, we adults here. You know what I'm saying. In general, yeah. And I'm saying, you want us to do that nasty shit, but you don't say nothing about, oh, your breath smell like cum, your dick break. You don't say none of that shit, right? Because it's pleasing y'all in the best way, right?
No, it's just it's a part of sex. Shit, you're supposed to do that. It's a part of sex.
I'm going to eat your shit.
You're going to suck my shit. It's a part of sex. I just feel like.
And that's all you're going to do?
Listen. I feel like there's certain things that that should not be done with a man sexually. That's just my theory. And one of them is getting the ass lit.
All right, and the third thing that you should do with a woman either.
No. A woman has sexual needs. You understand? Just like a man. But a woman has more sexual needs than a man. So a man's going to do what they can do to please that woman, to keep that woman.
Listen, shut the fuck up.
If you got a woman that's trying to please a man, okay, she pleased him, like you said, suck his dick and his balls and tea bags and all that shit. That's all good. But when a nigga turns over and you look at his ass, that shit ain't proper. That's not sexual. That's fucking nasty.
Turns over? What the hell are you
talking about?
I don't care if you fucking lift his legs up. I don't give a fuck how you do it.
You got some old amateur bullshit going on. Lift his legs.
Oh, believe me.
I do shit that's unbelievable
to mine. Believe me. Shit you can't
imagine.
Listen,
do you eat ass? Do you eat her ass? Do you eat her ass? Do you eat her?
Yes,
all right, so then you got shit breath too. What the fuck is the point?
Well, I'm saying, what the fuck is the point? It's a fucking dude. A man has manhood and pride. First of all, a real man is not going to let no female lick their fucking asshole.
See, that's why bitches be expecting gifts on Valentine's Day. This is why bitches be wanting gifts on Valentine's Day.
I bet you, look at that asshole. If you got a man and you look at his asshole, slide a dildo off there, and I bet your ass won't move. Because something is fucking right.
I wouldn't even think about doing shit like that. What's wrong with you?
Why would you lick his ass? So why would you lick his ass?
It was an accident. It slipped.
Oh, shit. I
didn't know it was there.
By accident.
Sorry, it was an accident.
How the fuck you lick somebody's ass?
It was an accident.
If you lick his ass by accident, he must have said, ooh, by accident.
I thought I was still at the tank. It was an accident. Sorry. Fucking tell me how the fuck you get down with a nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck that. I'm telling you, you get down with that nigga. You get down with some other nigga, too. I'm telling you, you get down with that nigga like that.
I'm telling you.
All right. Remember we had a conversation about the girls doing
like all types of freaky shit, the anal and all that other stuff. Remember we brought that topic up and like it was some females that was like, it's certain shit that you should not do, and all the niggas was like, why the fuck not? Like, that's something that is, if you want to look along the guidelines of sexual activity, that's something that you should not be doing. That's sodomy.
Listen, I must have missed that episode.
You were the main one screaming. You were the main one hollering. So I'm like, hey, why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? And Big Homie was the one that was against
it. I don't play that fucking asshole licking, niggas licking their asshole.
I might agree, but
Big Homie was like, no, should not be in your vocabulary in the bedroom.
No, he said he didn't do it. He didn't
cause
the issue with that.
With what? Getting your ass licked?
Yeah, no, with ink. You said he didn't force issue.
Oh, no, I don't know.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, if you got to understand, you can't condemn somebody for something that they do, because, like I said, some people might not like that. Some girls, because of experience, they don't like for people to do oral on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really say what's good from what's not good. What's good for you may not be good for me.
Right.
Mm. Well, that's true, too. You're absolutely right about that.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, we had the conversation about the tongue rings or whatever. I had one for years. I didn't even know if the shit worked or not. All I know is I took it out because I kept swallowing that bitch. But nobody complained about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the bitch wanted to have that shit.
Dick for real, you got swallowing a fucking
shit. For real. Anyway. yes.
Damn.
So what I'm saying is that you can't really judge based on what you do in your bedroom and what works for you and your girl.
I mean, yeah, that's true, too, but I'm just saying.
But you can't say that shit is fucking nasty.
Well, to me, I can
that's
say my
nasty,
opinion, you know? Right? I think it's fucking
nasty.
Nasty,
nasty it ain't
me,
right.
Listen, don't get me wrong. All things that I think is nasty. Me, my personal opinion, I think that shit is nasty.
You know what I think is nasty? The tones. When people put tones in their mouth.
That is so fucking nasty.
I think that's so fucking nasty.
Let me give you an example. It's just like, I don't know who y'all was talking about, Shorty with the big titties. She might think, y'all might think, well, her titties is too big. Look at those big-ass titties bobbling around the room everywhere. In her mind, she's like, I like my motherfucking titties. Fuck that. They get me, you know, they get me.
They ain't too big. They just big.
You understand? It's just the same thing. You understand? That's her theory. She like her titties.
But see, I'm not going to.
I don't like the fucking ass licking shit. This shit never happened. That's never going to happen.
All right, that's true. But like I said, I'm not all for the toe licking thing and the toe sucking. I don't think that shit is cute. Like, don't put my fucking feet in your mouth. Well, no. Don't make that noise. Don't put my fucking feet in your mouth. I might fuck around and brush your nose.
You must be the first female who I ever heard say some shit like that.
No, I don't want you to play.
Either.
I don't like you putting my feet in your mouth.
And don't put them on me either.
No, I don't like that shit either. Fuck out of here.
I'll smack your big toe with the remote.
Now I'm gonna put my feet on you. Just don't put them in your mouth.
No,
I wear them furry socks. I wear some furry socks, but shit.
You better put some Ziploc bags on them too.
But what?
A Ziploc bag over them.
I mean, I'm saying, like, I don't think what I know. I hear there's some kind of sensation from the toe and all that other dumb shit.
But from what? Jerking it off with your feet?
Jerking what?
Wow.
Hey, wait a minute. You said jerk. You said jerking what?
Dicks off with the feet?
That's what I heard. Niggas get their fucking feet done.
Who got monkey
Ooh.
Feet? What are you talking about? What?
Shit.
Wait a minute.
I like the same feet that could jerk a dick off with their feet.
You never seen that before?
No.
You got, like, that's some gorilla-ass feet for you to be able to curl your toes around somebody's shit.
The big-ass feet, goddamn.
I've never seen no shit. I haven't seen that.
I can't do that.
Goddamn. She must wear a size 15. Damn.
Who said that? And I want the reference. I want to know where you saw that at.
Sure.
Where you saw that at?
There's a bunch of videos floating around like that on the internet.
A bunch of videos.
Have I done you before,
sir? Hell, I never had no bitch put a feet on my. I have a problem. Your feet gotta look up the paw for me to even look at them.
Would you? So you would never let a girl put her feet on your dick?
I'm too busy trying to get in the pussy. I got time to be trying to lay up and measure your feet next to my dick.
And my feet are so cold. My feet are always cold. I should have pissed a nigga off. Your cold ass feet off me.
God damn. Y'all are a trip here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is for the guys. Do y'all get upset when females want to use toys in the bedroom?
Hell no.
Nah, hell no.
Hell no.
What if the toy is bigger than your shit?
I think, hell yeah, I get upset. What the fuck? My shit ain't good enough for you? What the fuck are you using that toy for?
You didn't hear me ask the question? I said, what if this toy is bigger than your shit?
Sorry, nigga, we'll be offended and shit.
Wow,
what the fuck?
That
I don't
is.
No,
it don't have to be a dildo. It could just be a vibrator.
Nah.
You know what? I feel like that's you're not stimulating. You're not putting on in where she's supposed to be. You got to have that shit. You understand?
Why not? What I'm saying is, far as the dick is inserted into the female's pussy and the vibrator is stimulating her clitoris, what's wrong with that?
Well,
I'm fucking you and you got the fucking the little bullet on your clit.
Yes.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. Did you ever see the fucking the
cock ring?
Cock ring.
Yeah, I love
damn shit.
I love those.
Somebody said, "Whoa,
a cock ring? What?"
I never purchased one.
No,
I like them, but the guy that I was with didn't like them.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, and you know, my Flex Direct pays for those, so I'm gonna go get some. But wow. So what does that do?
Well, it's a cock ring. It goes around your dick, like all the way to the back. As you put on a condom, it goes all the way to the back, and it has like a little vibrator on the cock ring. So every time you
go
in,
well,
it,
how
it,
big
it,
is that device?
It, that little vibrator, it hits the fucking clit and it, on your clit.
Oh. It's something for us.
It's something for y'all.
Yeah, it's something
for us. Not for us.
Oh. So y'all don't feel it? Y'all don't feel it shaking?
No, you don't think it's like a little ring that goes around your dick with like a little small like little box on the top of it, and that vibrates. It only vibrates when it hits your clit. You feel it, but we won't feel that.
Well, how does it stay in place around your penis?
It's onto the ring. The ring goes all the way to the back of your dick. It's like
no, I'm saying how does the ring stay on your penis?
It's like a fucking ring, the same way a ring stays on your finger. The ring
oh,
goes all the way to
yeah,
the back.
I would imagine
the ring,
that being uncomfortable.
The ring goes all the way to the back of your finger, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying I would imagine that being uncomfortable, like as you get on small.
Right. No, it stretches a little bit. It stretches.
Oh.
Does it like a condom?
Thanks, sir.
Huh?
You're learning stuff today, right?
But yeah, wow.
I love them.
I'm amazed.
Who the hell said they love them?
Strawberry. I'm a freak.
Oh, Bobby, goddamn.
Mm. Yeah, I got a request though.
Who said that?
Oh, fucking 5 hour fucking energy drink over here. Fucking 5 hour energy drink. I bet you he said it.
Who's 5 hour energy drink?
Dog bone.
Damn.
Yeah, dog bone. You taking pills? 5 hour energy
damn,
drink.
Damn, 5 hour energy. I'm surprised my damn heart is still good, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that you drink that. I'm calling you 5 hour energy drink.
Oh, okay.
God damn. This is a motherfucking fucker. God damn.
You ain't got no questions? Ooh. Rich? Ooh. Real?
Real talk.
Y'all got me out here fucking laughing. That's all I can say. I got my fucking stomach hurting like a motherfucker. This nigga taking 5 hour energy drinks, tongue rings, snapping together and all this shit.
Cock rings, all kind of shit.
Yeah, fucking, nah, man.
Bring a toy to the bedroom.
I learned so many things today.
You learned the cock ring today?
Do men
I heard about it, but I didn't know how it worked.
Do men like sex? When you guys get your dick sucked, right? And when you got women too. When y'all suck in a dick, do men really like it, that whole messy, all the sticks, the fucking...
You talking about sloppy toppy?
Do men really like sloppy toppy? Like, if you have a girl, let me put it this way. If you, because, you know, I've heard a lot of men say that they want a lady in the street and a freak in the bed, right? But do you really want your girl to do that whole sloppy toppy freak, go off the rip the scale porn type shit? Y'all
you talking about spitting on a dick and everything and all that shit?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
part of sex.
Aren't you supposed to do that? You know
what I'm
saying?
I was just saying you're supposed to do that.
Damn.
I've heard some men
say that they look at their girl differently after they do some shit like that. Like, they don't really.
Because he's a sucker, that's
look,
why.
Look, after she fucking gave me some crazy sloppy toppy.
Yeah, he just felt emasculated. He's a sucker.
Damn. Man, listen, you give me some sloppy toppy. I'm going to tell you I love you about in three different
ways. But this is what I'm saying. You a sucker. You looking at her wrong because she gave you some nasty head?
No, I'm going to tell you I love you like three different languages. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm saying like she said that the guys look at the girl like that. He's a sucker.
He's a faggot.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with a few dudes, and they were like how, you know, they – they want their girl to, be this whole pristine image, and, you know, they don't want to see their girl have, because they fuck other girls. And I'm like, well, why do you fuck other girls? Oh, because she sucked my dick this way. And so I'm like, well, why don't you just get your girl to do it? I would never want my girl to have, a face all sloppy, toppy, and covered
like
that.
And see, now,
like
I don't understand that.
Yeah, all hope is lost.
Can I find a woman like that?
Jump in on that topic? Because I just recently got out of, like, a 7-year relationship.
Who's this, Tiffany from BK?
No, this is Strawberry.
Oh, this is Shelly?
Strawberry.
Okay, Strawberry, go ahead.
I was trying to have a threesome with this man, with another woman, for like 3 years, and he did not want to have a threesome with me because he said
I'm available right now. What's up?
But listen, he went out and cheated on me. I don't understand that. How could you do that?
Because he's gay. Now, I'm available right now. I'll put the ring in and everything. I will be right over here to pick you up. We can go find some.
OMG.
OMG.
Who is that?
So you said he broke up with you because he didn't want to have it. Like he didn't want.
No. I broke up with him. No, I broke up with him because he cheated on me. But how could you cheat on me? And I've been trying to have a threesome with you for 3 years.
Because
you don't
want to
have a threesome with
me.
You don't
want to
share me.
That's my point exactly. That's my point exactly. It's a lot. I've been hearing lately, like, men don't want to their woman to actually talk that shit, but they don't want their woman, their gay wife or whatever,
exactly,
to be that way. They don't. They gotta go out there and find.
If that's the reason why I ain't got no man, then all hope is lost.
Y'all talking about
who is that saying I do?
I'm supposed to be the biggest freak that I could possibly
when you,
be.
When you hear
right?
the host Steph Dallas say something, then you can say, "Yeah, threesome with that nigga. That's a sexy ass nigga." But anyway,
I'm
tell y'all something. Y'all talking about sloppy toppy, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all this link to the most craziest sloppy toppy ever. Go to xnxx.com.
Text it to me.
You can inbox it to me.
Yo, go to
xnxx.com,
right?
The
most craziest sloppy toppy ever. Extremely sloppy toppy.
Explain crazy.
It's crazy. Like, no, she sucks dick, but, yo, it's mad sloppy.
What is it?
Yo,
what is the link?
XNXX, like X-ray, nasty X-ray.com.
Yeah.
And Google.
Bad sloppy.
Yo, and then go to the top, you know, and go to the top and type in blowjob beast. Go to XNXX.com, and then when it says search,
type
in blowjob beast. Yes.
Man, just send me the link.
Exactly. Send me the link. I need to see it.
I ain't never in my life seen some shit like that.
I'm going through it right now, y'all, and I'm about to tell you what the fuck. Okay.
Yeah, hurry up. We got like 8 minutes left. I want to get y'all feelings. I want to get y'all thoughts on this.
Oh my fucking God!
I feel like I'm being scrutinized every time shit like that go down. Like every time I hear stories or like you shouldn't do, I just feel like it's too many rules and regulations. Just let me do what the fuck I want to do. Damn. Too much. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Do y'all talk about it? Because I can't see myself talking about in detail how a dude went down. I can't talk about it in detail. Like for me, I can't like say any detail. I'll say, yeah, he did it. And how it was, but not in detail. Can y'all do that?
How what?
I can. You're talking about
like in detail. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I can't get into details with it.
I can. That'd be my problem. Sometimes I'll be getting too on it, and then I got to go step away and go touch myself whenever you think about it too much.
Hey, can you touch yourself right now?
Wait a minute, is this one of my friends? I don't understand. Like, stop. Who's this young lady? Somebody she touching herself. She's not like Kimmy.
Yo, listen. I want everybody to stay on to my show because we're going to see
Who's Will? Tonight's topic is how ratchet can you be?
Oh, I gotta take care of my kids. Can't make it today. Gotta put my kids in bed.
All right, come on, Weezy. You gotta keep it real. Look, we already know you clean ratchet dog.
But what I'm saying is, I can't go on there. Like, I can't hear nothing, and I'm never able to say nothing.
How you on this show and you can hear say shit? I will put
you
in the
respectable. They more respectable on this show.
Oh, you talk about that Kia.
I don't know who the fuck. It was niggas too. Y'all was all screaming and yelling. Like, I'm carrying on that show. Like, y'all got my nerves on probation every time I call that show. Every time.
Hey,
you know I got blood pressure.
Strawberry, you there, Strawberry?
Yeah.
Hey,
you Googling, ain't you, baby?
I was. Hey. All I see is a whole bunch of dicks coming out of holes.
Okay, did you go to the top
crazy.
And put in Blowjob Beast?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the website?
Okay, my name is
Car Key. Right. The Car Key,
K-A-R-K-Y or K-A-R-K-E-Y.
But Rachel's watching it now.
Yo,
you watching it, Rachel, see?
Fuck, yo. Y'all been hearing me the whole time.
Car Key?
This is unbelievable. What? No.
That's so
fudge. No.
Hey, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
I just fucked up a nigga esophagus.
You just fucked a nigga esophagus right now?
You just fucked up a nigga esophagus?
Right now. This man.
You just fucked up
what the fuck happened,
sir?
You just skull fucked somebody?
Yeah.
Man.
Well?
Got 30 seconds, got 30 minutes, got MIA for 30 minutes. Okay. No, why really have to watch this blowjob shit? Like, no bullshit. What the fuck? Is she a beast or what? What's the website? SNXX.com.
SAXX.com.
No,
XNXX.com.
Like Nancy.
Like X-ray, Nancy, X-ray, X-ray.
Shit, I think my phone is bugging the fuck out of the
night. Did you get my message? Did you find the stuff for me? Because they don't got it out here.
Who are you talking to, me?
You.
What stuff?
Your name's Steph, right?
I told you to get the damn hair put in this morning.
I thought you was bullshitting this morning.
Hey, Seth.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Some fucking body dog. Sound like that little Chihuahua Mexican Taco Bell dog.
Okay,
and shit. Oh, fucking Chihuahua dog and shit.
No.
So hold on, y'all. Yeah. We have one more. Before we hang up, we have one more caller on the air.
Minnie!
I don't think you played no games!
Big homie! Why would you do that?
This
oh
nigga Minnie.
No!
Hold on.
This nigga is a retard, man. Strawberry, did you find
Yo,
a strawberry?
This nigga is a fucking retard.
You
found a strawberry?
I'm watching it.
Okay.
I still can't find that shit.
Big homie, I like your shirt, though.
Yeah, no question. Thank
you. I like your shirt.
Like a fashion icon. I'm sound like a fashion icon.
I like your shirt, though.
That nigga got Indian in our family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see you, son.
She black?
A lot of motherfuckers talk about it, but they don't be about it.
Wait a minute. What's she sucking your shit through the buttons of your shirt? What the fuck is going on?
Add too much information, you big motherfucker.
Tiffany, I'm sending it to you.
Please do. Nah, I could not find that shit.
Hey, yo, I was in the hood, son. A nigga hit me with a motherfucking QP. Got my whole truck fucked up right now, yo.
Get the fuck out of here, son.
You can't even. I can put this shit in 9,000
for
you.
Before we go.
You hear me?
This is a fucking
Yeah. Quick question for the guys before we go.
Yes.
Do you prefer a woman suck on the tip of your head or to keep going looking up and down your shaft?
I would love for her to make me nut. That's what I want.
Just the whole... The head is the most sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
I love sucking on the tip of the head. It's my favorite.
Yes!
Who the fuck is that watching the video so loud over there?
I don't know. I'm fucking badass kids came back out into the living room. Fucking kids. Go to bed.
No, that's right. Go to bed. Shoot, no school tomorrow again.
Ain't no school tomorrow?
Oh, I'm in Long Island.
Ah.
All this fucking snow.
That no fucking snow.
That Long Island niggas gonna be happy as fuck with no school, yo.
Well, they ain't had no school today.
I thought we had Shelly today. Where's Shelly?
I'm here.
Shelly! You mad quiet!
You came in and ain't say nothing. Like, I said Shelly's on there. She ain't say shit.
I was just listen. I was just trying to. I'm always running my mouth and all those different types of things. And I just decided to fall back and listen to everybody.
Oh, so tonight you're sober.
No. I just decided that I was going to chill out tonight. What's wrong with that? Is everybody
tonight you ain't on that rosé tonight. That's what that is.
No. I, of course, I've had some drinks, but I was just listening. You guys always tell me I don't listen.
We don't want you listening.
Only Nitty says that, Shelly.
You are part of the show. We need you to talk.
Listen, guys. You know what? After listening to the archive, because that's what I do, and sometimes I need to fall back, and that's what I'm doing tonight. Give me a hand clap, please.
Sometimes you need to fall on a penis.
Okay,
y'all, listen, it's 9:01. We overwent my show. We're going to go into the big homie show right now. Yeah. You guys been great tonight. We're going to step into his show right now. And it's a Love Life Loyalty with your host, Steph Dallas. See y'all next week at 7 o'clock and on the big homie show. Peace, y'all.
Chosen ones, Big Jeffrey.
Church. Now, player, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight. And I show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose. Bound the curl, it's exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop it low, can't stop it. Been a fiend for this, it's rock him, made hit. Get the possession down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can speed it up, straight speed it up, straight speed it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toast out open, I'm in the telly working up a fresh rope. Tonight, tonight, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. Cause I can back it up, my left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the magic stick. Sure you don't believe me, then come to me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What?
I got the magic stick. Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. It's my head game, how you real for real. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. Same color bill. When I ain't out shopping, spending juicy notes, I'm in the crib giving niggas deep quotes. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone. Girl, for your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wipe me, give me the ring. I do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goose. and my trunk ain't made for chunk. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the baddest shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Show me you don't believe me, then come to me tonight. I know you sprung off in your tongue, I know you tasted it.
Spent in the ring,
but I had a thug nigga breaking records in the tire.
1 minute, 6 seconds, magic trick.
I got the magic box.
Had that trick and that's the one that got the dip, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, just to
you. I got the magic trick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the magic trick. Show they don't believe me, they gon' need tonight. And I'll show you magic.
Okay, people, stay on the line. We're trying to get Big Homie on the line right now. Something going on with his phone where we can't transform him in right now. But just stay on the line. We're trying to get Big Homie in at the moment. But I'm speaking up my point of view. Big Homie, you there? We're just working on trying to get Big Homie on the line. Give us about another second. We'll have him on the air.
Okay, okay, I feel it. Okay, okay. Whenever y'all ready back there in the control center, you can drop that music. I'm in the zone right now. Yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody out there that's listening to Speaking My Point of View. This is your host, Big Homie, a.k.a. Dr. Feel Good. And all y'all listeners out there, I'd like for y'all to press number one, keep me company. I heard we got a couple of people out there just listening. Can y'all press number one, keep me company? I want to talk to y'all tonight. I'm in a good mood. Life is great. We have anybody out there that's not scared to press number one?
You got real talk on the line.
Who? Who's out there? State your name, soldier. State your name, soldier.
Starkbone.
Shelly's on the line.
Starkbone. And Shelly?
And real talk, man. You got real,
real
talk.
Real talk. Oh, real talk, you've been missing in action for a couple of weeks, man. I was hoping your probation thing worked out, man.
Yeah, man, it worked out. It's all good now. It's all good.
That's what's up. Glad to have you back, baby. Hey, listen, Dogball, I'm going to fuck with you this week, but next week you better have that fucking tongue ring in your pocket.
Oh,
yo,
damn.
It's not in. I don't wear it for work. Damn.
Okay, okay, okay. I can fuck with you now. I cannot talk to a nigga with a tongue ring, man. I can't do it. And you my man. You my man the whole night. But I cannot hold a conversation with a guy with a tongue ring. I can't do it.
You know what? I can't talk with a nigga with a tongue ring in his mouth. I can't do it.
Gotta keep it real. I can't talk to a dude with a tongue ring, yo. Yo, all hey, right. Shelly.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I want you to understand something. I understand you was quiet on my boy Dallas show. Because
I was just
you was
listening.
Very,
I'm going to listen to your show.
All right, listen, I got that part. I want to let you know something. That even at your worst, you're still one of my best callers, and I don't never want you to be quiet. That shit that
no,
we go
sometimes
through.
Sometimes I need to listen.
Hey,
wait, I have listen.
No, no, you need to shut the fuck
okay.
up. I wasn't finished
okay,
talking.
I'm shutting the fuck up. I'm shutting the fuck up.
I wasn't finished talking. The
okay.
shit that we go through all the time, I love it. Okay? So
okay.
I don't never
I don't
want you to feel
seriously.
A certain
okay.
way. Fuck other people. I'm the host.
I don't take you seriously, but tonight, Dr. Feelgood, I'm going to listen as well, like I did on Dallas'
okay.
show, because I'm learning some things. So let me call
okay.
back. Is that okay?
Okay, okay. Okay, that's great. That's great. But I need you to chime in some time to keep me honest. No, I mean, because sometimes I get...
I'm going to fall back tonight. I'm going to fall back tonight. I'm going to fall back
sometimes
tonight.
Sometimes I get out of control, and we need Laura Ingalls to balance the show out.
But
damn.
when I have listened to the archives, Dr. Feelgood, I talk too damn much. So I'm gonna
no,
fall back tonight.
No, I'm not
back.
Telling you that. I'm not saying you don't need to shut the fuck up sometimes. I'm just saying we don't need you to be quiet.
Well, I need to listen. I'm gonna listen to your show tonight. That's what I'm gonna
okay,
do.
Okay. Well, listen. Now, what I want to talk about today is that the internet is a fucking drug, and there's a lot of fucking phony motherfuckers. Dogbone, how
yo.
Do you deal with the phony motherfuckers on the internet? Preferably bitches. I don't want to hear nothing about your male liaisons with your tongue ring, what you do with the guy. I want to know what you do, how you put up with the fake-ass women on the internet. That's a good question,
you,
right?
You laugh. You laugh, you try not to get pissed off, you're at having dinner with them, and you just sit there and say, yo, you are not what you describe yourself as.
Exactly.
Or better, you go meet somewhere for drinks, and you're just like, who the fuck are you?
Right. Right. How you do
and
that, dog bone?
You try your best not to punch them in their damn mouths with a damn lie that they told you.
It's hard. My thing is with the internet is this. The internet is a great tool for politicking and connecting and getting things done. Like the boy that owned this radio station reached out to me, put me on, got me on the radio. That came out through Facebook. So that's what the tool is for. But if you a chick and you running around with high school pictures on your page, why don't you think why you think he's wrong when he's choking you? You ask him, why is he choking me? Why are you choking me?
Can I answer that? Can I answer that?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
Facebook. I don't know if anybody sees the show on MTV. I think it's called Catfish or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Where people are online, which
yes.
they're wrong for that. They're absolutely wrong for that. And they're portraying to be other people that they're not. And they're wrong.
Right. Right.
But I'm just saying that I don't see no reason to front and lie about who you are. That's just me.
So what about the choking part? Is he wrong for choking her?
Absolutely he's wrong. Absolutely he's wrong for choking her. Okay, but what gives you the reason to choke that person, though?
What gives you the reason to lie?
He lied.
Okay.
What gives you the reason to lie like that?
Okay, listen. He or she may have lied, but what gives you the reason to put your hands on them, walk away?
He just told you. They lied.
So you choked them?
Yes.
You abused them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you guys have different views on that. Me, personally, if somebody did that to me, there's no reason to put hands on them or to choke them or to do any type of abuse to them.
Real talk. What you do when a motherfucker lie to you, real talk?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it real. If the lie is extreme, I might bust their fucking head open to the white meat.
To the white meat.
You understand what I mean? But if it's simple, I'll probably be like, you know what? If it's boiling my temper, I might give him a slap or something, you know what I mean? But if it's something that I feel like I can handle, sometimes I'll just be like, you know what? I don't fucked up too many niggas in my time to be getting locked up. I don't made it this far, you know what I mean? I don't made it this far, so I ain't going to fuck, with my female out of me. It's something where I find out it's some dirty, nasty, disgusting, I'm going, oh, man, listen. It's going to be more than a choke around a motherfucking neck.
Okay, can I ask why the need of that, though? Why, if it wasn't to your
because
standards,
you
or they
you
may have lied.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If they lied to you and you met them and they weren't to the standards that they were saying that they were, to put your hands on them is to do what? I'm confused about why would you walk away and cut your losses.
Okay, so mainly you're saying if you met somebody and they lied to you later on down the line, you found out it's true?
No.
You found out they lied later on down the line?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't met that, but I'm just saying. I'm thinking logically in my mind.
As a question, yeah, exactly. I'm talking about your question. As a question being, okay, you said you met someone and you found out they lied to you later on down the line. Why would you put your hands on them?
Right.
Because you based a fucking relationship on a lie. You understand?
Okay,
if you had to lie to me from the get-go, what else did you lie to me about?
You're absolutely right.
If it comes to a point where you lie to me about stuff, you can have a fucking STD or something, a disease or something. You never told me about it.
What
are you lying to me about right now? You understand?
Yes.
So okay,
but if that person lied to you from the get-go, before you even put hands on them, I think this is me, the better person. You need to walk away from that because what do you need to put your hands? They already lied to you. They weren't who they said they were.
Dr. Philgo, can I ask you a question?
They're crapping around.
Yeah, man, because she's not getting the
point,
man.
Okay. You said why would you put
hands on nobody?
Listen. Let me ask you something. Let's say you met somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you ask them, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around here. You know, herpes and all this stuff going around. And they tell you they don't got it, but later on down the line, you find out you got herpes from this motherfucker. What you going to do?
You got the luggage.
Oh, well, that's a different story now. If you found herpes,
why is that a different
story?
How is that different?
Is that
a lie? Is a lie.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Now, if somebody lied to you as just first meeting them and you have not slept with them and not caught the herpes virus, I personally think that you should cut your losses and walk away. Now, if you decide to go ahead and sleep with them and catch herpes, that's totally different now. That's totally different.
Okay, let me give you another scenario. Let's say you with somebody, right, and you meet them, and you ask them, do they know this person that you with, your cousin or whatever, and you find out they told you no, but later on the line, you find out they fucked their cousin.
Okay, but that has to.
Oh, no, but different. Oh, I give up.
Wait. Real talk. You have to do your research as well. Now, if you want to be with this person and don't know them, first of all, let's check this out. You meet them off the internet, per se. You meet them off the internet. They're portraying who you think they are, and when you finally meet them, they're not who you are. Off the bat, that's an automatic red flag. Now, if you decide to sleep with them, really, that's on you.
My
question to the group is this. Can you trust the internet? Do you believe that you can trust the internet? Who
hell
believes?
No.
You can't trust the internet.
You have to be a fucking fool to trust the internet.
Can I give you my experience on the internet?
Go ahead,
I'm going to give you an experience.
Give your testimony.
I was on the internet, and I was speaking to this a while ago. I was speaking to this girl. I forgot the link. I think it was on Tag or one of them a long time ago. And this girl had a picture up there. So I'm talking to the girl or whatever, boom, bop, bop, bang. She said, okay, I'm going to come over to see you. I'm going to bring my friend. I told my cousin, I was like, yo, this girl's coming with her friend. I'm on the internet. She's coming from Jersey, and she's going to come here. So, you know, her and her friend drove, looked out the window, they said they downstairs. So I seen a little nice little red Corolla. I'm like, okay, nice little thing they got going on. So they drove down the block. So I saw my cousin. I said, yo, let's go downstairs and meet them. We standing in front of the house. We seen this big fat girl get out the car and seen her big friend get out the car. Now, remind you, her picture showed this skinny, slim, nice-looking chick and everything like that. Wobbling, the girl was so big.
She was wobbling.
Her shoes were slanted. How the fuck? I told my cousin, I was like, yo, all right, yo, listen, that's a big girl. That must be for you. Then the girl got another one. I said, oh, shit. Never the fuck again.
My question.
Hold on. I'm in charge. I tell you one thing, real talk. I'm never double dating with you. You ain't never talking. You ain't never fucking hit me with that fucking big nigga, sir. We done had a fucking problem. But here's the thing, though.
If you met someone online,
Hold on one second.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Because everybody claimed they're not doing it, but everybody know they're doing it. Everybody's saying they don't fucking people online. And we all know this is a lie. And at the same time, we all know that people online ain't shit, but they keep doing it. Why?
Well, I have to confess. Yes, I have been talking to people online. No, I have not met
but
them.
But you need to, Shelly. You need
well,
to.
Listen. If I can share this. Yes, I have met three people online that Facebook, preferably. One of them is somebody I already know, and the other one is from. I'm not going to reveal that, but I'm just saying that. I talk to them online and all these different types of things or whatever. But, however, if they're not who they say, well, first of all, I'm the FBI. This is my job. When you tell me who you are, I'm going to automatically run you. And there's somebody that I ran when he told me that who he was and whatever. I ran him, and he has a history of domestic violence and beating his wife or whatever. I shut him down completely. Now,
all right,
that's not for everybody.
Rather to that day you said you're going to fall back a little bit. We don't need to know your CSI fucking cold case file fucking dating tactics.
I'm going
to look at fucking backgrounds and shit.
Okay, but listen, if I could just say that. But if this potential person that you want to date or whatever, what's wrong with?
That's a fucking problem, Shelly. I'm not running.
No,
I wouldn't run nobody fucking social.
I don't think it's a problem. Huh?
I wouldn't. Excuse me. Ooh wee. I wouldn't run nobody fucking social.
Damn, you smoking that? You got that good shit going on.
Wait, listen. If it's a potential somebody that you're interested of or whatever, I'm sorry. You know what? No, you know what? I'm not going to apologize for the fact that I have that tool to do that with. So I'm not going to
All right, hold on, Shelly. Yo, listen, this lady right here says she running through niggas' information through ACES. How you feel about that?
I feel like she must have read too many of Steve Harvey books.
No, it's not the point of that.
Nigga, that's like you trying to predict the future.
Hold up, Shelly. Martha. Anybody else on this line that ever ran a background check on somebody, say I. Okay, then. Something is wrong with that, man.
Absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with a potential person that you're trying to get with to run a background check on it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what? If you guys if you guys want to hand me Shelly's ass with that, I see nothing wrong with that. First of all, I don't want anyone that has been physically abusive and has all those types of things.
We get that. Okay. We get that. But did you ask
him?
Did you ask him?
Actually, no, I didn't.
That's against the law.
So you ran his fingerprints, and you could have just asked him, do you beat bitches up on a regular? You could have asked him that.
You could ask a man any question.
Okay. You know what, guys? You're right. You're absolutely right for that.
Now, step that you took when you jumped the gun, and you ran his fucking shit through APHIS. You don't think something wrong with your tactics?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's like an NBA group. They fucking search what club the NBA niggas gonna be at. Like, you looking for trouble, ma.
But what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Hold on, hold on a second.
We get what you're saying, Shelly. You don't got to keep running on. We're intelligent. We understand what you're doing.
Shelly, we don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
What the problem is, in which order you do it.
No. The order that I do it in, if I'm interested, like there's somebody that I'm interested in.
No, you could ask him. You didn't ask him. So how interested are you?
No, I didn't.
Listen, how interested is you in this gentleman when you ain't asked some basic information about him? How interested were you?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. We talked about some things, or whatever the case may be. He told me...
But not a criminal record?
Listen. He told me what his government name was and all his different type of things. This is like going on 4 months now. He was a complete turn off to me last week. When he was being upfront honest, but he never shared the fact that he has 10 counts of assault on a woman.
10?
He never shared
10?
That. Hold on, time out.
Is that 10 with one broad? Because they could have had beef.
You know what? I don't know. You know what? I got to check into that. But I don't know if it's on one broad. I don't know that. But I know that he has 10 counts of assault on a female.
And how do you know if they pull a knife for him or a gun or do something to the kids or something?
And you're absolutely right. I don't know the whole details of that. All I know, and I could be,
you
know,
no,
maybe
you
I'm
no
biased about it, but
you ain't
I'm
no real
saying that
and you found out your bitch is selling pussy. Would that make you upset?
Say that again. Say that again.
Oh, hold on. He said, how would it make a man feel to do a background check and find out his broad is a prostitute?
Well, I'm not interested in his broad. I'm interested in him.
Oh, my God.
So that's what
no
I
help
do.
With you, man.
That's his broad. That's his broad. What she does,
yes,
that has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with me.
I get it.
What I'm saying, hold on,
forget that. We ain't talking about your ACES ass, because that's crazy. I'm telling you that's crazy.
No,
you
it's not ask, crazy. Why is that
listen,
crazy?
Because
why
you
is that
to
crazy?
Him. We're going to jump for that, because you don't see it. But my thing is this with the internet, because I'll be on the internet hard body. I'm just kicking it right now. This is a group call. This is Big Homie talking freely. And I met some great cats on the internet, for real. Like the cats out on my page, anybody that know me on Facebook, that's listening, no, I got a little bit of friends for a reason. Like, I could have thousands of fucking friends. Monster, you know how this shit is. You know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep my shit small on purpose, right? But then you got so many fake-ass niggas on the internet, fake-ass bitches on the internet. You know how hard it is to fuck with cats on the internet?
It's very hard.
You ladies have it hard. Y'all do have it hard because dudes know y'all suckers for love. So they hit y'all with that love shit. Y'all fall for it every time. I can't help that. You know what I mean? Dude come to you and be real and say some real shit to you. Oh, he's real. He's rude. He's rude or whatever. My nigga hit you with the flowers, the candy, no dick in your mouth, do you dirty. Oh, but you went for the flowers and the candy. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That's probably the reason why I don't have nobody now, because I do research on them.
Shelly, shut up. It's about the internet. We're talking about the internet right now, not Shelly.
The internet fucked up everything, man. Shelly,
exactly.
You need to get out and you need to socialize with people. You're losing your social skills.
Not doing background checks, mommy.
No, and everybody
that has a background that maybe I might not agree with, it's not bad.
Yo,
it's not bad.
Talk.
I don't think so.
Real talk. You still there? My man, real talk. Hold on, where everybody go?
Yo.
I'm here.
Shit. Talk too damn much.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you.
All right, let's see what I'm saying. Where my man real talking at? Because I can't hear him.
I'm right here.
All right, son, you sound like a real nigga. You know I'm fucking with you hard body on this shit. But keep it real. Have you ever ran into some fake-ass niggas on the internet that you ran down on? Like, oh, yeah, you from Facebook. And you look at them niggas like, what happened?
I don't let my fucker be. As long as no motherfucker come up to me with that shit, I'm good with it. I ain't gonna run up on no nigga
on Facebook. Nah, it ain't like you run up on them. You know what I mean? So like just you bump into a cat or a chick, but just keep it as people, not even dudes or a chick. And all her pictures are fucking airbrushed to the hill. And then when you see her face look like the Sandman from Dick Tracy. Remember that dude with the pump? Remember that? Yo, you remember that dude that had the bumpy face from Dick Tracy? Yo, you know what I mean?
I'm probably gonna look in line and be like, an ugly bitch.
Might as well. Why not, man? Because
I experienced that internet shit, and I'm like, yo, that shit is an experience. I'm telling you,
it's an experience.
If I'm bumping somebody from Facebook, I'm probably gonna be like, yeah, all right. But if they just come to me first, but oh, you on Facebook? Yeah, all right. I'm on Facebook. What's up? What? And you know I don't.
Yo, Marcel, that football player, niggas like, yo, that shit ain't possible. I'm saying to myself, that shit is very possible to a green nigga who ain't used to moving. You a football player, that don't mean you used to shit, right? You know what I mean? Bitch got him on Facebook open.
I have a problem with that.
But you have a problem with what, Shelly?
I have a problem with men putting their hands on women. I've never
we
been
back to that shit. Where the fuck are you
over
from?
Here, bitch? I got a problem with that. I'm gonna run y'all. And you know what?
Where
I'm
the
calling
you.
We way the fuck over here now.
I'm just saying. You guys are like, oh, she's too deep into it. Look, if it's my potential person that I want to deal with, yes, I'm running y'all. I'm straight up running y'all. Yes.
Yo, hold on, time out.
I must have missed something here.
Do I have a second young lady on the phone? Hold up.
Yeah.
Is there two women on this phone?
I'm just here so far.
You're the only one? You're the only girl? I don't want to be that
so
you, but you is out of your goddamn mind,
Jay.
Man.
Why
if you look me up,
mind?
Man,
I feel good by doing that. Why am I out of my mind?
Baby.
Now, where the fuck did that come from?
Yo, keep that real talk. We got to get her a chaperone when she on this shit. Somebody got to be on the other end with her.
No, I'm not a chaperone. No,
somebody
got to
be at her house.
Tapping
her on the shoulder, giving her the kill sign. Kill
sign.
I don't know. I'm going to submit something.
Okay, we are. Listen, we are totally clear. You have an issue.
Can I just say this?
No, you can't say nothing else. No, you can't say nothing else. Listen. We get it. You don't like niggas beating up on bitches. We get it. We clear.
Okay. Well,
We're not coming back. You're not going back. No.
Wait.
You don't
sometimes the background check that I do is not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yo, Shelly,
you don't
have
out a mute button.
Yo, hold up, Martha. Martha, talk to her, Martha. I'm going to take a break. Go ahead, son.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Betty?
Betty.
Oh, shit. What's up, Betty? What up, King? You saved me. You came to save me from Shelly? You came to save me from Shelly?
Yes, baby.
Thank you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I never been so happy to see you in my life, man.
Oh, God. Now, what's going on?
Yo, girl, man, we trying to talk about the internet. She want to get beat up by a dude or something. I don't know, man.
Wait a minute. I did not say that, G. I said that since I've been talking with some people on the internet, I ran background on this one person that has 10 counts of assault on a female,
wow.
And I said, bye.
Shoot
what's wrong
me
with
out.
That, King? See, what's wrong with that?
Wow. Well, me personally, I ain't running no backgrounds on nobody.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm serious.
How many people did you do a background check before you found that one cat that hit 10 people?
I never did no background check.
I need everybody to be quiet right now.
Okay.
Kim, talk to me. Talk to me, Kim.
Hello, how's everybody?
How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
I want to ask you the Matt Tayo question. You know the football player that got gassed up by a bitch you never met?
Yeah.
All right. Is the internet so phony like that story that it's possible? That's how phony the internet is?
Yes, I think it's very phony, and I think there's a lot of phony people on there, yes.
How many times are you on the fucking computer talking to a nigga and you never really met the nigga? It's about 2 months. It's possible, right?
Come on, man. Don't get it twisted.
I'm the master of all games. You got to keep it real with me because I go right to the source. Come on. Come on.
Okay, it's possible, but I'm on Facebook for networking. I'm not
That's
on
what they're all saying to the
guy. No, I'm on Facebook for networking. I'm not going to find no man on the Facebook or any internet site. I'm not going to do no background check on no man. I'm sorry.
I'm saying that connection sounds good.
Okay.
Connection sounds good. Hold up. On the internet, making connection sounds good until you got a dick on your tonsils. Then it changes.
Well, I have a dick on my console, but it's not from the internet, so I don't have that problem.
All right, well, but what's the odds of it not being from the internet? This is a high percentage.
I know.
Right now.
You know what? I know people who have met guys on the internet, though.
Keep it real.
You know, I do know females who have met guys on the internet.
Matteo, football player, never met the broad. It just act like it never happens, and it happens every day.
Yes, it does happen.
Come on.
Big homie.
Yes, baby.
Have you ever watched the show Catfish?
I watched a bullshit movie.
But no, I can say that I have met.
Of course you can. Of course.
But I did not do any background check.
That's what they all. No background check. But let's don't go back. Let's not go there. Let's keep
on
going.
No,
don't bring that shit.
That's the deal.
Don't bring that shit back up.
Like 4 years.
Kim, hold up, Kim. We got a young lady on here that runs background checks on all her mates. How you feel about that, Kim?
I'm just trying to figure out why is that funny.
I'm sure she's still single, right?
Yes, no question.
Okay, so therefore,
okay.
I have nothing to say.
If I can address that, maybe I'm not single,
God,
but there's nothing wrong with that.
Hello, hold on, I got something to say, because we got to get some rules. My shit be out of control. I need to get my shit under control. So listen, when I say shut the fuck up, that means shut the fuck up. We got to all, have some fucking order around here, yo. I'm in charge. My name on the billboard. When I say shut the fuck up, that's what happens. So we got to give everybody a turn. Now listen, the shit is about the internet and how phony it is with the Matt Ayo football player. They keep talking about impossible. This guy had to know. And I'm saying he didn't have to know. Because everybody
Exactly.
Right.
No, he
right.
didn't.
He didn't have to know.
Because
right.
it is bullshit that goes out every single day.
Every
that
day.
You can be who you want to on the internet.
Confess. Come down to Al. Confess. Come on.
You can be who you want to be on the internet. You can be
right.
a man. You can be a
exactly.
woman.
And,
you can be talking to the same sex. I was talking the real talk.
I'm saying you just might bump into a nigga. Y'all wasn't on the line. And this nigga looked like motherfucker Paul Abdul on the internet. Then you come to meet the nigga, and she looked like the big chin nigga from Dick Tracy.
I would turn around and walk the fuck away and be like, you fake bitch.
I couldn't do that because this came from Jersey. You understand? So I was like, you know what? I have to give a little. I can't just do that like that. Nah, that wasn't my style. I still had to, you know, boom, boom, boom. I ain't never see the bitch again, but the fucking shoes were sideways. It was the shoes.
Were hurting. They were hurting.
You should have left that bitch where she was.
Exactly. Hey, Monster.
You on the line?
I think we lost Monster.
We lost Monster?
I think we lost Monster.
Who the hell, Monster?
He got to call back because he be keeping it real because he's something like a motherfucker rock star. Yeah, he's on Facebook.
But honestly, I'm serious. You can be what you want to be. You can be the prettiest motherfucker on the book. On any social site.
What's the percentage of people you believe be lying on the internet?
I'm going with 90%.
You know, to each his own, but a background check, because how you going to do a background check if you don't even know?
Wait a minute,
if you don't really even know that's that person's fucking name, they could be using somebody else's fucking name. Come on,
well,
now.
It's a background check.
That's all I was saying. It's a background check on the person that's saying who they are. What's wrong with doing a background
check? What happened with eight of those?
That's on you, but I'm not going to do no damn background check.
But you want the police
or
some
right
shit?
Away, no.
Hold up. You want the police or some shit? You doing background checks on my fucking fuck.
When I said that, because that's what I have to do where I work at. You have to do a background check on everything.
You don't have to
run somebody else's background.
That's bullshit. But time out.
Okay.
What do you do when eight other motherfuckers pop up at one time? Check them all?
Can I answer that, Dr. Feelgood?
No, you answer
that. When I sit on the line, everybody's laughing, but what I'm saying is that what's wrong with you finding out? I asked the questions.
Listen. Questions. You. Listen.
Wow.
Listen.
It's
you
cheating.
Fucking run a check on me. You look a big fucking homie, and 10 of them pop up. What do you do? Check all 10? Good fucking point. What the fuck do you mean? Say it again. I said you fucking trying to find my background, so you look up big fucking homie, and then 10
no,
of them pops
not,
up.
No.
Listen,
I'm not
you gotta fucking
homie.
Listen. Oh my god, you is a.
He's hypothetically, Shelly.
Okay.
He's just using
god.
His name.
Actually, that's very serious. But okay.
Because it's funny, though. It's real funny, for real.
One more time. I'm going to do it in seventh grade. I'm going to slow it down in
please
sixth grade.
Use John Doe. Use John Doe.
All right. I'm going to do it seventh grade. I can't get no simpler. I'm going to run it by you again. You put down, my name is Dr. Seuss. And you put in Dr. Seuss in Apis, and 10 of them pop up. It's me in a green hat, me in a blue hat, me in a red hat, me in a yellow hat. But it's 8 of us.
If I can say something, if eight of us pop up. The person that I have been talking to online gave me his government name.
That's not answering me. I want to know. If you do a background on anybody and 9 of them pop up with the same name, do you check all of them?
Okay. You guys are not being serious right now.
What the fuck, I'm serious. I want a motherfucking
wow.
answer, man. This is like Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. I want the truth.
Okay.
I want answers, nigga. Come on, answer the goddamn question. We ain't court. I need a fucking answer.
If you
I'm serious.
Question,
do you check
you
all 10 of these niggas?
If you would allow me to answer the question.
You ain't
I'm
answering fucking challenge, you like Bill Clinton in this motherfucker, yo.
It's funny.
Come on, answer the question.
That's
everybody
funny.
Quiet. Here you go.
Yes
say
or
it.
No.
Answer the question. Answer the question right now. There, go. If you're doing Hold up. If you doing background checks for this dude, right, like doing the same thing she's doing, and you background check Snoopy, and nine Snoopies pop up, do you check all the Snoopies, Kim?
Okay, Dr. Feelgood, okay. I don't do background checks, okay?
Well, hypothetically, if you do a background check.
Hypothetically, no, I'm not.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Because that's not, I don't think, my opinion, you don't got the right to do that shit.
Exactly.
Right.
It is against the law, mind you. It is against the law.
Forget the law. I'm talking about morally. I don't think that's, you know what I mean? I'm a good judge of character. Fuck a computer and what this nigga, 19 big homies pop up. Who do I trust? You know, I'm not, come on.
And then you doing this shit on your job. You could be, end up getting caught up in that shit, too.
Let's keep it low.
I don't do it for my job. It's the person. For my personal thing, that hey, what's up with checking out the person that you're interested
no,
in?
No, we get
what's
that part,
that?
But you did say you did it on your job, though.
Exactly.
Because of your job.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. I said that's what I do for my job. That's what
right.
I do for my job. I did not say I do that. I said I do that
so
for my
run
job.
So you run print somewhere else? So you going somewhere else to run a nigga print?
Everybody's laughing about that.
That shit is
fucking
funny.
But
that
you know
shit
what?
Is funny.
What's wrong
that
with me?
Funny. That shit is
who
fucking
I want
funny.
To be with.
It, niggas is laughing because that shit is
okay.
Funny. That's what that
okay.
is. It's just,
okay. You sleeping with someone and doing a background check is two different things. Okay, you sleep with him and you see what? You see that what? His dick is good? I don't understand. The background check is not going to tell you that his dick is good. The background check is not going to tell you that his dick is bad.
What's wrong with me saying, you know what? This is somebody I'm interested in. And you know what? He's telling me this and third.
Listen,
or whatever.
What's wrong with checking up on him? I'm about to tell you what's wrong with that. If you start talking. Be quiet. I'm going
to
tell you what's wrong with that after I tell you why they laughing. They laughing because this shit is funny.
That's cool.
That's why they're laughing. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with that. Because if you meet a person and you have a good rapport with the person, y'all hang out and kick it, maybe y'all go see a movie or go out and get something to eat, that's no harm, no foul. So there's no background check needed for that. You go out with a dude, get a movie, get a dinner in public places. You got to run a nigga background for that, looking at his dick for serial numbers and shit. Like, hold on.
Right.
With a barcode. No.
If you out getting to know somebody
and y'all going on a friendly, casual outing, there's no need for you to be running his fucking name.
Done a background check on anyone, but does a background check, is that going to reveal to me how many kids this person has, how many venereal diseases this person has had?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Answer that shit, Shelly.
Right.
It's not. You are checking a nigga tomorrow, man.
No, not the background check. If that's not
you know you want to check the money tomorrow, man.
Did you do a background check on your husband, Shelly?
Oh, man.
Oh, God, don't bring that up. Come on, let's move forward. Let's move forward. Nope, we're not going there. Matt Teo.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Oh, about your husband offering him a beer. We know about that. But listen, what I'm saying that is I find out this is running my name. Highly pissed. Fuck off. Highly pissed. Highly.
Right.
With a highly.
Turn off.
With a highly.
It's a turn off. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying, Shelly, is if you're really interested in these guys, all you got to do is get your ass off the computer and go out.
Well, everybody...
And get to know this nigga. He might have told you.
What?
He might have told you, yeah, I smacked up a couple of bitches.
Exactly.
He was messing with my sister. He was messing with my sister and I wasn't having it. That's my sister, so I smacked about 5 bitches. I can see me smacking 5 bitches from my sister. No problem.
Exactly.
No problem.
Exactly.
Like, and I take those charges, and you can ask me, goddamn, big homie, you got some domestic shit. I'm like, yeah, because I smacked up about 5 bitches from my sister. Yeah, I got those charges.
Okay.
Right.
If they just say that. That's up to me.
You don't get all that information. You don't get all that shit. You ain't mad.
Right.
Come on, man. You ain't bumped on your own.
You know what?
As your lesbian. As your lesbian.
Everybody's laughing and cackling or whatever.
Because it's funny.
It's funny as hell.
It's real funny. It is.
I'm doing my best material right here, man. I'm doing my best work right here. Come on, man.
Wow.
Fucking it up. You want to laugh, Shelly.
I do.
We want to laugh, Shelly. Shelly, we want to laugh, Shelly. Except, ain't this shit funny? She's actually on a background. She on some fucking, deep cover shit.
What's wrong with finding out about your potential mate?
21 Jump Street.
Let them tell you.
Okay,
if it's that important, he'll tell you.
Converse with them, get to know them.
Okay, but he's not your potential mate, okay? You have
right.
to be talking to someone. He's not your potential mate. Just because you meet
him, you
got to become friends with him first. He's not
right.
your potential
Thank
mate.
You.
Get
you
to fucking
you
know him. Yo, listen.
Quiet.
Okay, this is when I say shut the fuck up. This is when I say shut the fuck up. Everybody shut up. I make the point. Listen. It's like, fuck this, right? Like, damn, I just lost it. Damn, she fucked me up.
I'm sorry.
I had her ass too, y'all. I'm about to blow her head off.
He's not your mate. He don't owe you nothing. He don't even have to tell you nothing.
Okay, but I said a potential mate that you talking about.
Oh, I got it. Shut the fuck up. I got it. This is what I'm getting. Shut up. Listen. I broke it down. Listen. Shut the fuck up. Listen. I broke it down. This dude right here. Shelly, I'm Dr. Feelgood. I know this. Listen. The problem with your shit is all Ethernet-based or wireless-based. You got to get the fuck away from all this shit and actually leave the house. All that background check shit, indoors. All this shit right here, indoors. Get your ass outdoors, you know what I mean?
Listen the fuck up. Everybody don't need to get their fingerprints. Oh, shit.
I can't understand that, why everybody's laughing. What's wrong with
this fucking funny?
Shit
is funny. It's funny for the funny, Jay.
Too funny.
It's funny.
Too funny.
I have my opinion.
It's funny, man.
And somebody else I have my own opinion and somebody else does.
I'm going to need a copy of this show, but this shit
like
is funny. This is hilarious. Hilarious. Hey, Kim, all I'm saying is I like your point of view. TC, you know, me and you, we always rock. No, I fuck with you, but we usually on the same direction. And, you know, I fuck with Shelly because she on that fruits and berry niceness, and we need that shit in the world. And it's kind of cute sometimes, but God damn, that's
that
my check.
That is not cute. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? What they say, what their opinion is, and what my opinion is, everybody has to beg a differ. Everybody has that.
Shelly, may I ask you a question?
Did you run with that?
Hold on, time out. Shut the fuck up. Did you run this background check shit with any of your other girlfriends?
Listen.
You ain't confirmed with nobody. You ain't confirmed.
Listen.
You got a union or something? When you got a union, stop doing.
That you are not an abuser to a woman, or you
don't ask you that. You don't want to answer no question.
That's my opinion.
Shut the fuck up. Listen. I got two questions. Before I end my show, I want to ask these questions. I want these questions answered, Shelly. Here we go. I tell you my name is Dick Tracy. You put my name inside the computer, and 10
okay.
Dick Tracys pop up. Do you do a background check on all 10? First question.
Can I answer that?
Yes or no?
Can I answer that? Okay,
yes,
first,
answer
that. First of all, Dick Tracy is not your name. That's first of all.
Wow.
I give up, man. That was yes or no.
Oh, God, this is hilarious.
Hold on.
I'm not giving up. I'm Tom Cruise in this motherfucker, yo. I want answers. Yo, so listen. Yes or no, do you do a background check? If you say anybody's fucking name, you pick the name. You pick whatever fucking name you like. You put it in the computer, and 10 of those pop up. Do you background check all 10, motherfucker?
Yes or no.
Listen,
I'm halfway there. So if you don't check all of them, Why check any of them?
Okay.
If you're not going to check all of them, if you're not going to check all of them, why check any of them?
Okay, if I can speak first.
These stories not adding up.
There was
I think you're checking all 10 of them, nigga, Shelly. I think you're checking everybody with the same initials.
No, the same initials.
Okay, they ain't got to have the same name. Same initials. Oh, that shit's an MLK. I'm checking all L's. I'm so sincere right now, yo. She checking niggas that sound like that nigga. Ray Vaughn, Tavon.
Okay, but you guys didn't let me speak. You guys did not.
No,
let me
we
speak.
Did. You got to fucking answer, Shelly. And that's not a good sign. I got to keep it real because I'm a real nigga. When you start fucking flopping and can't fucking
but
give me a fucking
me answer.
I did. 20 times I tried to let you answer. And that's not a bad sign when you start fucking double talking.
Can I answer that?
I didn't know any of that. I never said any of that. You didn't
have
any answer.
Can I answer that? Can I answer that? Can I answer that? Can I answer that? Is you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You did that shit 15 times. Can I answer that? Can I answer that? Can I answer that? Yes, you can answer that. Fucking answer that.
If you allow me to answer it. Now, my thing is, somebody said my name is James Brown. I do not research that.
What?
You're not going to let me speak. Close the show.
No, listen. You don't call no shots around here, goddammit. I say when to pull a fucking curtain around here, baby.
Oh, God.
I take this shit to 10:30, baby. I got juice. I take this shit to 10:30, little nigga. Don't play with me.
And
on top of that, I can turn the fucking heat up. I'm being gentle. So we can go to 10:30.
Please don't turn it out.
Yeah, we can go to 10:30. I love the laugh.
Please don't.
Oh, my God.
Yo, because this shit right here is 1 + 1 = 2, and you keep getting 16. I don't know how you doing it.
I said, you know what? You're saying who you are on the internet, and I decided
I'm crazy for that.
Really?
I'm gonna turn the heat up a little bit because I've been thinking about this for a minute. But you my nigga, so I didn't say nothing. But I gotta ask you a question now because. The shit is looking real shaky right now, and I'm questioning myself.
Okay.
This could be a catfish moment right here.
Can I please speak? No, you be quiet.
I'm going to 10:30. Hold on. Check it out. You could be doing background checks on all this other shit right here.
Do it, shit.
I think bigger. When do these shits end? You know what I mean? If one day is about penis, other day you being nosy. When do it end?
It doesn't.
Background check.
I was thinking about this shit two hours ago.
It's a fucking problem for me. It's a problem for me. If you look up Dr. Feelgood, I want my information to pop up on your screen like none of your fucking business. When you research me, I want it to pop up on your screen like none of your fucking business.
Then you're not for me.
It ain't gonna be about me and for you. It's about my fucking rights, nigga.
But if you're meeting someone on the internet, he's not a potential mate. He gotta be your friend first. Give him the chance.
All her interactions. I'm telling you. Listen, pay attention.
That I'm interested in. What is wrong with me?
We get that.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, for the last time, I'm gonna tell you. Hold on, come out.
I'm wrong for that.
We got a fucking breakthrough.
I'm wrong for that. I am.
There's a fucking intervention. There's a fucking intervention going on right now. Shelly, you just got one step closer to exiting your apartment. You just took one step. You're on your way. You're on your way.
Maybe two more weeks for that.
Two more weeks, you're going to be outside, baby.
Cool way.
Keep making no breakthroughs.
I don't even worry about that because... That's my opinion that I have.
My opinion. that background check shit is fucking creepy.
I have the option to say if I want to deal with you or not.
You said that shit 1,000 times. We get it. CC.
Wow. Yeah.
You was real quiet for a minute. And, you know, I like fucking with you hard body, but.
Yeah.
Keep it real right now, all right?
Okay.
What is wrong with this equation I'm having with this nigga?
Oh, God.
You ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm crazy. We all get it. I'm asking you. What do you think is wrong with this equation I'm having over here with this nigga?
It's unexplainable. I can't even explain it. I'm serious. I'm lost.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to turn it up. Y'all better check y'all to 10:30. Y'all better be lucky I ain't got only 10 today. But listen, I'm going to turn it up. Ain't she down with the Diva Squad?
What's that got to do with her? I'm going to turn it up.
Ain't you down with the fucking Diva Squad?
Indeed.
Okay, so y'all teammates.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay, so who the fuck leading who? Who leading who? What's going on?
God.
Who's in charge of this operation right here?
Oh, God.
I gotta start doing background checks now. I gotta see what's going on over here. Who's in charge?
Oh, God.
Who's leading who? What's going on? Did y'all do a background check for the Diva Squad? Did y'all do a background check on the Diva Squad?
I don't know.
You fucking laughing, T.C.?
Wait a minute. The CEO and the executive producer handles that.
Hey, Kim, you down with that? You on the Diva Squad, Kim?
No, Rachel is. No. I'm not, no.
Rachel, on the line, too?
Yes, Rachel's here.
Rachel, hold up. She's down with John with them background checks. You running with her?
Oh, my God. I didn't do a background check on her.
What's going on? Are y'all sponsoring the background check? Y'all Diva Squad, nigga?
I don't do background checks.
Hold up. What's the operator? Ain't the operator down with John? What's her name again? Lavina? What's her name? Come on. Help me out.
Lavina.
Ain't she down with the Diva Squad? Oh, I gotta check all of y'all out. If Shelly is down with y'all, y'all whole operation is suspect now. All of y'all niggas is tainted. That's tainted.
They're totally different from me. That's my opinion. That's how I'm running.
They have their own opinion. You get that own opinion shit for the 21st time. We get that.
Okay, well, you tell me. That's how
we
you
get
feel.
That.
But the Diva Squad has their own opinions about things, as well as Lavina has her own opinions. But my opinion is different, and I'm sticking with my opinion.
Let me ask you another question.
Hold on, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to ask you another question you ain't going to answer. Here you go, listen. So when you run a background check on a nigga, and you find out he smacked up 10 bitches, you decide not to date him. You see him with another bitch you know, do you fucking gossip? What do you do?
Can I answer that? Can I answer that truthfully?
Oh, God.
If you will allow me to answer that.
Go ahead. You got the floor. You got the floor. You got the floor.
Listen to me. You asked me a question, and if you can allow me to answer it, I have never been physically abused by my husband. He's never put his hands on me, but there has been some mental abuse.
He's never put his hands on me. Shelly, listen. You are professional. You is like Oliver North. We didn't sell those guns. What guns? No. What cocaine?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys that he's never put his hands on me.
We never asked you that.
Nobody asked you
that. Nobody asked you that shit. If you did a background check on Big Homie and I came back with charges and you see me fucking your friend, would you tell her? Basic English.
I knew you would.
Because you do background checks. You're the background check nigga.
I hate that.
Why is that for a ass nigga? Oh, 21 Jump Street ass nigga. Fake ass Holly Robinson.
Completely. Oh, my God. Everyone laughs at me right now because
there's
some things that everybody has been through their lives that I have to
talk
about. What's wrong with that?
LaVita, make sure you put this link on my fucking page. This is exciting.
Wow.
I'm going to the big time with this one, baby. Oh, God. Oh. Thank you, Michelle. You done put me on the map. Somebody needs a worldwide hip hop. We need everybody on this fucking. This is hilarious. Shelly, get off the fucking keyboard and go out the house. Tomorrow, when you
maybe
get off of work.
Go out the house. That's fine. That's fine. It's true.
Yes.
That's fine. Maybe I need to go out the house.
Yes. Damn.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
you know
I have
what?
My own opinion. I have my own opinion.
Oh, God,
I run from
damn,
the other people.
Your fucking
I can
opinion.
Have my own opinion.
Right? And on top of that, if you look at my Facebook page, if you have access to APHIS, you're not going to tell me you ain't going to push me up.
Oh, God.
You don't think that's that simple? Okay. You know what I'm saying, King? If you can look me up on Facebook and check me out and read my status or whatever the fuck, if you a background check nigga, who's to say you ain't just background checking niggas like Facebook?
But you didn't let me answer the question that you
said.
You
don't never answer the fucking questions. You never answer the fucking questions. I'm not even answering you no more. You know what? I'm going to start answering for you. Listen, this is Shelly.
No, you don't need to answer for me.
I don't really know what the fuck I'm saying.
I have my own opinion, and that's
what
I'm thinking.
Oh, God, shoot me now. I'm going to shoot myself right now, yo.
You're not always right, Dr. Feelgood. You're not always right on stuff.
I'm telling you,
come on
you're
now.
Fucking right.
Come on
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, you're right. It's your opinion. But your opinion is morally unethical.
That's
a good way to put it.
Though. But that's my opinion. I can have my own opinion, right?
That's your opinion.
I am
my
not.
Right.
I'm not. I am
I got
not.
Right. I got rights,
my
nigga.
Opinion on anybody else. I have
oh
never pursued my opinion on anyone else.
Let me tell you something, Shelly. This is pay attention. If you ever want some chicken, if you ever want some chicken in your life, listen. If you ever want some a man companionship, aka penis, ever in your life, you gotta dramatically learn to receive information. Man.
That's your opinion.
With
you have a right to your
shit.
Opinion.
No,
yourself,
you got
a yourself,
fucking... No, there you go.
I don't have a
there
problem with
go.
Your penis.
You
know
there
what?
You
I might not share that with
yeah.
anybody, but I don't... Shelly doesn't have no problem with that. I have no, I've never had a problem with that. Never, ever, ever had a problem. It's just
wow.
my choice on the fact that,
I
you know what?
How
I
your wrong.
I
Keep
chose
saying.
To get it the way I want to get it. That's my opinion. That's not your opinion.
All right,
here go
my opinion.
I'm going
to tell you about
to get it the way
hold
I want to get it.
Shut up. Here goes my opinion.
I
think of my opinion. Think of my opinion. No, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's my show. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up. In my opinion, I see where all your dates go wrong. I can see where every date goes fucking wrong. Oh, I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling sorry for this nigga right now. I'm like, yo, dude, make up some shit and get out of there. Tell her you beat up bitches. Tell her you beat up bitches. Just get out of there. make up some shit. Tell her you hit women. Just tell her anything, son. Get out of here.
I don't have a problem
son,
with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Get out of here. First chance you get.
Shelly's never had a problem with
son,
that. So
son, jump out the window. The first chance
whatever.
You get.
You guys.
Why don't you put on your Facebook status that anybody that wants to be with you be open to a background check at your expense? How about that?
Hello?
Yes.
Can y'all
yes.
hear me?
Yes, we heard you.
Hey, check this out. The fucking part that I don't like, because it's that, it's very suggestive in who she's running background checks. That's my problem. Because if you're running a background check on fucking Dick Tracy, why not big fucking homie? The rest of y'all get what I'm saying. So I'm tired of doing the third grade shit. So you doing a background check on this nigga, why the fuck am I feeling so secure? And I don't think it's none of your motherfucking business. Now, say you want to get to know me, take your punk ass out the house like regular people do. You sit your punk ass down, let him buy you a fucking meal, and you ask a fucking question. It's how normal people do it. They don't just jump on the internet and throw your social security number in the motherfucker and watch what pop up. Nobody does that. And that shit is hilarious that you talk about, it's my opinion, it's just my opinion, it's just my opinion. Fuck your opinion over my rights, nigga. I got rights, nigga. From now on, I need to see on your Facebook a fucking waiver sheet for you to give potential pussy bangers that want to apply for some pussy that you do some background checks. You gotta dispose that now. When I come on your page, I want you to say, hi, my name is Shelly, and before I even consider sucking your dick, I'm going to do a background check. And have niggas give a nigga an option to say, you know what, fuck that blow job, it ain't worth it. Nah. No bet. Leave my shit alone. Don't do my check. I don't want the blow job no more. Fuck it. That's all. You don't even give a nigga an option. You put a tell a nigga, listen, I know you want me to suck a dick, but before I do that, I'm going to need to run your social. Then he gets to say, I don't know.
Right.
You ain't give a nigga an option. Nigga probably say, fuck that. I don't want to fuck with you that bad. That's
right.
Okay. In the early, save you $60, $70, $100. What, bitch? You want to do what? What, my best boy?
No, thank you.
It's a waste of fucking money. Yo, I'm questioning the fucking Diva Squad. I want y'all on my fucking page. All of y'all niggas is my friends. Y'all got the fucking feds rolling with y'all doing background checks and shit. I want to know who's in charge of y'all operation, because all of y'all is suspect now. Y'all rolling with this fucking guy right here, and it's just her opinion? Bullshit? You, Cece, Rachel, LaVita, I want some answers. The fucking Diva Squad, And y'all rolling with that nigga right there, background. Your new name is Background Check, that's it. That's it, Background Check right there, that's it. My man Background Check. I'm serious. I want that shit to spoil. I want you to make that shit clear on your page that potential suitors that would ever want to beat up this pussy, I'm going to need you to submit to a background check. I need for you to post that on your page, because I think brothers deserve to know that there's a 50% chance that this little nigga is going to run your background.
I agree.
That's not good.
So post it on Facebook and let people know.
This is GQ Palace. I'm speaking for the fucking hopes. We got a disclaimer out right now, because I'm feeling kind of funny. And we don't support that over at GQ Palace. I can't speak for the Diva Squad, but I can speak for Dr. Phil fucking good. And I think I can speak for my man, Big Dallas, but I'm going to let him speak for himself. I ain't going to do that, but I can't wait to hear his opinion. I can't wait to hear his opinion. Oh, man.
Oh, God. That's going to be great right there. But Shelly, listen. Shelly, you check too many niggas, Shelly. It's scary. It's scary for me, man. I joke, I laugh, and I joke when I don't play. That shit is scary, man. That shit is scary. Because niggas don't know. They throwing out applications for jobs and shit. Niggas don't know.
Yeah.
That's like, you go out for an application to get jobs, you get your information and shit. That's the type of shit that be on the internet.
But you know what? That could get real serious. And somebody could get hurt from doing that, though.
No, nobody ain't gonna get hurt. We ain't gonna talk that. But I'm just talking about the creepiness. I want to focus on the funny part, and the funny part is the creepiness, because that shit is creepy like a motherfucker. Because you can't tell me that a nigga who looks me up on Facebook, that said nigga will not then turn around, because they can look me up in Aces.
Wow.
You don't think that's the way this shit happens? Is it just me? Okay, it's just me.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That shit is scary. I can say, hi, big homie. Hi, my name is Big Homie. I think you're cute. 776-27-4275. Enter. Bomb. Because I said, hi. Because I said you look cute? Really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
What's the requirements over there, Shelly, for these background checks? How many dates you got to get? Those ain't even fucking dates. I don't know the call those. What is that? How many accounts a nigga get before you start running his fingerprints? I'm just waiting on.
2 months. 2 months
worth of
conversation, yeah.
2 months?
I'm guessing.
If you want to check, why are you waiting? I don't believe that shit either.
It's probably his first date.
Listen. I'm watching you, Shelly. You on probation. You said some shit that go against the code. I'm going to keep it real. And everybody's going to have fucking kid gloves. For me, big homie, I don't want to smash you. I'm not trying to smash you. I'm going to say it easy. But all this shit is morally unethical. That's as easy as I can say it. It's like... What the fuck, nigga? I'm just saying.
It's Ratchet Monday. It's fucked up.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's Ratchet.
I'm not trying to do it, but I got to ask. Because this whole shit started off with that Matt Cale shit about this kid who got duped into believing in a bitch that wasn't a bitch. So who the fuck does we don't know who we talking to. This is the point. Shelly could be fucking, Clarice. What's that nigga? Hannibal. Michelle could be Hannibal.
Oh, God.
Catfish going wrong, yo. She done did background checks. Oh, look. I'm looking behind my show. Hold up. Shelly, where you at? Hold up. Blow your horn. Make sure you ain't around me and shit, man. Blow your... Shelly, blow your horn right now. Make sure you ain't around my goddamn house, man. Oh, no, this shit is creepy, man. Oh, God, chill. Oh, baby, get my pistol. Yo, listen, I'm out. On that note, I got to roll out because I can't get no answers. I mean, we ain't going to never get an answer. It's like, I feel bad because I was Tom Cruise. I was trying to be Tom Cruise. I didn't get no answers. She's good. I ain't get an answer. I ain't get one answer. I got a whole bunch of bullshit, but I ain't get an answer. So we're going to take a tally. She fed me a lot of bullshit. She didn't answer none of my questions. She's doing background checks, and she's real flaky about the background checks. Now her whole shit is looking suspect.
Because she's been ugly.
You're just sitting ugly. This is some real ugly catfish. Listen, I ain't got nothing else to say about it. Cause all I'm saying is everybody, listen, Michelle, beep your horn so we can all go to sleep at night tonight. Just beep your horn one time so we all can feel comfortable about. Baby, get my pistol. Michelle, beep your horn, please. This shit is hilarious. This nigga is Hannibal. I'm not feeling comfortable right now. You can't tell. You, there's no way in the world you're going to tell me you ain't checked me out. I wish the screen would have popped up. None of your motherfucking posters. That's crazy right now. I gotta go downstairs and make sure the alarm is on. Yeah, I gotta go put the AC on.
Not your bad ass. I know you ain't gonna take no alarm.
This nigga, hey, yo, if I wake up and Simba is boiling in the, oh my god. Don't hurt Simba. Michelle, don't hurt. Nah, you know, she got a child too. Her dog is very pretty too. She got a child just like mine. And I
love
her dog.
Why are you talking nice now?
I'm gonna put my foot in the ass. I gotta give her the love too. But this shit she talking is crazy. So I gotta change my whole name on Facebook. I gotta change my whole Facebook name because that name right here, I just was rocking that name for the last 11 years. She done got this shit hot. I know it's hot. I know it's hot. She done got the name hot. She probably done hit it 1,000 times. Me's like, what's up with this big homie keep popping up? Who the fuck is this big homie, nigga? Who the fuck is this big homie, nigga? She got me hot. I gotta change my name. Let's change my name, man.
Who are we?
Michelle, you got me change my name. When I change my name in the morning, everybody, Shelly did it.
Oh, that is creepy. Your damn name.
That is, I'm changing it because she got my name hot, man. I'm gonna be on Maury next week. Bitch is gonna try to get me on the show now. Nah, I just playing. I don't got no fucking kids out of a relationship. I'm a good neck guy. Yes, proud. Yes, 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 yes. So my
it was a great show, y'all. I gotta go though.
Yes, we gotta go. This is big homie, aka Dr. Feel Good, and I'm okay. For everybody out there listening. Put your page on private. Shelly is out there. She's on the motherfucking hunt. Shelly, get that disclaimer on your fucking page. Let niggas know they're signing up for a pussy application that requires a background check. This is big homie, and I'm fucking you. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, You can kiss her like that. Kiss her like that. Do you like that? Me too.